We're live. Back on the Footy Companion. The boys are walking out tonight. Panthers versus Rabbitohs. Finchie's in the house. Simmy's in the house.
Rabbitohs, you reckon?
Oh, Rabbitohs. Good start. what did I say? Rabbitohs and Panthers or Panthers and Knights?
It doesn't matter. The Rabbitohs aren't playing, man. Well,
yeah, but I'm saying which team did I get wrong with it? But Panthers and Knights. Boys, Finchie, welcome back, brother.
Good to be back. 100. Big skip escape. Sim.
100.
Jacko, what's happening?
Mate, just big weekend, two Anzac Day, all this, the last post and a minute of silence and all that. So.
Yeah, are they going to do the minute of silence here too? Are we going to? Is that what we're going to be doing?
What's it, the anthem now here? Is that what's playing? Or, so this could be a long pre-match introduction here.
Yeah.
The anthems and...
No, we got to turn the volume down so we can watch it.
Just put rabbit on it.
did you say we did 10 in the Ken? Yeah, it was fucking probably one of our best ones that we've done in a while.
It was the best.
And he's going, yeah, because I said I got the upgrade. I said, Simmy, I'm gonna have to need you to up your game when it comes to footy content, yeah? And he started talking about the Dragons game. He said to Normie, he goes, over to you, Rabbit.
That's his name, Rabbits.
It's Rabbits.
Rabbits.
What do you say, Rabbit?
Yeah, over to you, Rabbit.
Oh, Rabbit Warren.
Yeah, see, Rabbit Warren. It's that old school, though.
Turn that down.
There we go. Turn that back down.
Getting straight into the footy stuff, Finchie. Momorowski's out. Dylan Edwards comes back in. Uppy Carousel. Did Uppy end up making the bench in the end, Jacko? Do you know?
I'm busy taking a photo shoot here for Simi, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so he's in. Yep.
It sort of saved Ivan Cleary then from making a tough decision, really, because Momorowski was in really good form, and obviously Crichton was playing really well at the back.
I was gonna ask you if all healthy, yeah. Does Edwards walk straight back in?
I would have said no, but again, he did a good job last year. But I really like Crichton at fullback.
Gives them something a bit different
because Burton. Burton at centre is a bit like a young Freddie, or like a Laurie Daly, in fact, where they're probably generally 5'8", and that's where he's going to play a majority of his career. But they have the ability
to play
centre, you know. Yeah. But like that movie he made on last week, they played Canberra, when the ball was shot out to him and he beat...
It was an outball and then he took his left foot.
Mate, well, the ball was in the air. Like that's to have that running ability to hit space like that when your main priority is being a 5'8", is unbelievable. So... To have him there, I don't think he's going anywhere, Burton. So it'll be interesting when they're all fit and back on deck.
Here we go. Spencer Leonu into the first character.
We're at 39, 48, 47, 46. There might be a slight delay, but hit the question. Simmy's here for all your relationship advice mid-footy. Okay. Finchie for anything you actually care about footy-wise. And Scope for everything in between, yeah?
What about this one, Finchie? Jacko has gone and declared Panthers won't lose a game all year. Regular season.
That's nearly as good as our man the last time I was in here who said that the Clippers were going to win and the Lakers were no chance.
Jam season.
Your mate.
Jam season. Well, how did they go there? I'm pretty sure the LA Lakers won. And remember, I don't follow NBA too much.
Yeah. You knew enough to know.
But I followed them religiously and I rode the Clippers to death that series, that playoff series.
Sunk them.
Yeah, they didn't even know. They didn't even get past the Nuggets.
Mate, I don't think... Like it is possible. Or do I think it'll happen? No, but...
My thing, Finchie, is so...
I just think if they're going to have to go. They went 17. Like, that's another...
Well, they...
They've got 40.
Yeah,
40
they, in a shortened season, they dropped one game last year. And I believe they're better this year. So that's kind of where it came from. It was a bit of a hot take.
Oh, no. Well, I agree with you. I believe they're a better team this year.
Mm. Yeah. If you look at Cleary, Drone, all their players, they've got even better. Again.
Yeah, but there's no doubt.
And without Epi so far, you know what I mean?
And exactly right. So I just think for any team, you know, like,
that's what
are they as better than the Melbourne Storm 2000? It's fact life, they're going to have an off day, you know?
Yeah.
But I totally agree with you. I think they're a better team and they're playing really well. And you look at teams like, obviously, a real close match with Melbourne, not much in it, but Canberra, they put 30 on Canberra, they blew them away.
Yeah.
I agree with you, but they're definitely a better team than last year.
Oh, there is Edwards, Scope.
Yeah, I said Edwards was in because I seen him run out there, but I didn't see Uppy on the... I don't know if he was on the bench, so...
Someone will tell us if Uppy's been named. We kind of missed that. We're down at the local.
Yeah, well, like we said on the 10 and the Ken, we thought we'd go back to a little bit of the old school. Simmy and Finchie are off the piss, but me and Jacko went and treated ourselves to a few beverages. I went and loaded up the fridge with the VB tinnies. It's my week.
You know what? You're going to be interesting, Scope. Because every week, if I have one beer, two beers, or 20 beers, there's always some dickhead who writes about my past issues.
Yeah.
Or he's off, he said, he's this.
Yeah. I'll keep an eye on it.
So it's going to be interesting to see now. Like, I can handle it, but my, like, obviously with your parents and stuff.
Yeah,
that's the minority, you know, the minority. Some of them always there's just one dickhead or two dickheads.
Yeah, you get a few odd loonies.
But it'll be interesting to see now, even if I'm drinking water, if I still get hammered from some fucking lunatic.
Yeah, well, we can confirm.
So far, it's all positive, but
we're only 2 minutes in.
Speaking of only 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes in, Jacko, just quickly,
yeah.
My bets, if you followed on the YKTR Sports page,
we need
to be no try in the first 8 minutes. So, good start. Hopefully this... Oh, that would have been ugly.
Nah, yeah, back
got a penalty back in.
But I've gone the unders, 43.5. I think it's going to be a bit closer than what the bookies think. So I've taken the 17.5 points with the Knights, under 43.5, and a try to be scored eight minutes later.
Is that a same game multi? No.
Yeah, same game multi. Yeah.
What does that look like?
I got 250 the best on it, and that gets me about 12.50 back. Oh. I think it was about 5.50. So
under, they got the total match points.
Under 43 points, total points from both teams.
Hey, Simi, we got a first
question. So a nice close
first,
game.
First question for you, Simi, while the game's in the flows here.
Yeah.
Simi saying he's single, then in the hospital with baby girl. What's going on?
Oh, man.
I actually wanted you to address this anyway.
Nah, which baby girl?
Maria.
There's actually a baby girl award, isn't there? Is there a baby girl award?
Nah. My understanding is she happened to just be in hospital, yeah?
Nah, that's one of my oldest friends. She just come in and see me.
It's more than you can say for some of your other mates, though.
No, Hozzy came in.
Oh, yeah?
Were you crook?
Yeah, I broke my leg.
Did you?
Did you not see that?
Nah. Kickboxing.
Playing park footy.
Yeah. I played for Caringbah Sharks.
Were you filthy?
Oh, as soon as it broke.
Oh, shit, we missed a try. Straight away.
Yeah, where's AP?
Yes!
We're done.
First 8 minutes.
Same game, hold his bond.
Well, there you go. Finchie.
Fuck, right, what happened to
KP? The centres looks all right.
I think my ex-girlfriend centre.
We've been saying for a long time he should be staying at centre.
Crichton's gone back to the right too there, obviously.
Yeah.
Burton staying on the left.
Oh, great work from Fish Harris to kick out.
What happened to KP?
That's a kick in. Where is he?
Is that an early kick? We might have to
Well, you know what happens too. I think the play before he gets tied up, because kick out, sticks his nose through the line. I tell you,
he's kicked on an early kick, and KP's underestimated him going for it.
Yeah,
I think it's like third or fourth tackle that.
Without a doubt, that's early in the tackle.
You're getting a lot of love here, Simi.
Why?
People just think you look lovely, bro.
Oh, grateful.
I'm
sweating up.
I do. I tell you, he's playing good. Someone's going to do it. Playing well.
Yeah, Gunn.
Oh, Gunn.
Yeah. He's probably.
He's got the wraps.
Out of the middles, like we're talking about middles in the game right now.
Yeah, he's as good as any front row.
Him and maybe Adam Fanua Blake before he got injured.
Before he got hurt, yeah.
This guy's good looking too, who just scored.
Stephen Crichton.
Junior Paulo started really well, but I mean, Fisher Harris has put himself right in that sort of upper echelon.
But that's the key.
I'll tell you what we just named then, all Kiwi front rowers.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. And they're all playing in Australia. That's a. Probably if you're a New Zealand Warriors fan. Yeah,
they're still playing up here.
And you know what? Like, that's the key to Penrith too, because they've got an experienced forward pack, you know, who are really consistent at that prime of their career, you know, which allows you sort of outside backs to be a bit more younger and develop them through, you know. He's been outstanding.
Yeah.
He's improving.
From memory, he never had all that ball playing in his game early on. He sort of developed that in the last 8 months.
Nathan Cleary is
right?
Human. He's actually missed a goal. That doesn't happen too often.
Jawline.
How good's he been this year? He's been outstanding.
Outstanding.
Good chin on him, Sim.
Yeah, grouse.
Yeah. It's a good
I love how he, to start the year, Finchie in particular, he sort of just took this dominant playmaking role, kicked well, didn't overplay his hand. I reckon the last 2 or 3 weeks in particular, he's gone up another level. He started even going back to that Manly game when he did the little banana kick at the end of the game back into the inside.
It's funny early in the year, isn't it? You know, when sometimes teams just fall over in front of you. If you hold the ball.
Yeah.
Complete your sets and kick. Well, opposition teams just virtually fall over in front of you because their completion rate's poor, and they're just starting new combinations or whatnot. But you're right; he was just real steady or just real solid early, wasn't he?
You know what, too, and it shows his maturity as a leader now and a skipper. He was happy for just Jerome and that left edge to just be rolling. They're having a fucking ball out there. They're celebrating.
Well, that's the
before,
sign of
before the handshake fucking
handshake gate.
But
you can't take that.
Yeah, he was happy to just sit on his right edge, win games, and kick well and defend well.
And it's a sign of a great team. It's amazing how much you can achieve when no one cares about who's getting the praise. So Kiri wasn't caring that Luai was dominating on his edge. He just, well, I'll just keep going a bit because this is what the team needs.
Mate, he runs over and celebrates. Just
and that,
as hard
and
as
that's
do.
Why that's what makes great teams. You know. Yeah. There's no egos involved. If this is what the team needs from me this week, you know, if I can't be the star this week, I'm happy to do this role, you know.
Oh, here goes Luai.
Oh.
Here he comes through the middle.
KP, baby. Just that Fisher-Harris has added that little pass to his game now just makes them all, you just have to, they just have to pause. Like Nathan Brown, you know, when they come to the line
you,
like that.
You know what's funny too? When you got someone like kick out running off you, it's amazing how much you then want to pass. Seriously. Like if I'm hitting a hole off you, it's like, well, come on, just dig it. It's a, you know, when you've got a ball runner who you know is so dangerous, mate, it encourages to go get him the ball. You know?
And how good is it, Finchie? You've played with some good players, like some good back rows in the day, and you every now and again when you get to have a dart, when you're looking at a defender and he's sitting here like this, and then you've got a kicker on the outside and he starts going,
the eyes start
and then you go, beauty, I'm fucking
weird,
I'm on here.
And you know the thing too, is because kickers usually running at a half, your back rower or the centres generally know, well, fuck, I might have to jam in here and help me little man out, which is, you know, sometimes your best ball runners are your best decoys because they could make people, make defenders do things they normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, 100%.
Pretty handy replacement with Pierce out that Greeny just comes straight into the sevener.
Yeah, he looked a little bit underdone in that first game. Yeah. Apparently, they wanted him to be on restricted minutes for the first couple of weeks, and then obviously Piercy's injury threw that. You went to Piercy's game 300th too, eh, old boy?
It was, mate. It was funny. I actually read in the paper that I was out on the drink.
Yeah.
Well, Piercy's been off the drink all year, and
yeah.
I drove back to Sydney, but it's amazing how it's out in town in Newcastle.
Fuck, great, you can catch a
great journalism there. It was great, you know, like... You know, love him or hate Pierce, he's obviously a great mate of mine, but to play 300 games, as you know,
that's
hard.
Unreal, mate.
Like, that's the durability, the mental toughness, and he's, you know, he's caused himself
we obviously
some
go
issues
like,
over the years, like we all have, but yep. he's bounced back. Never had anything to do with him. They love playing with him, and, you know, players rally around him. So,
I don't know how many people go close to catching the GOAT, but. Is he a chance of where does Piercy end up? How many games does Piercy end up on?
Well, what's he at 300? How many is he going to miss for this pick?
I'm 34. He was 30, so he'd be 31, wouldn't he, Piercy? Because he was 17 when I was playing 20s. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So, 30 last year. Yeah. So what?
Yeah, he can play.
How long is he out with the pick?
They said
six to ten weeks.
10 weeks. Yeah.
So what's he looking to play in this year? Another
10 games.
10 games.
10. So that gets him to 310.
Yeah.
You're still 100 off. At least minimum. What's Smithy, 420 something?
Yeah.
So you're 100. That's another 4 or 5 years.
If injuries stay out of it, because form wise, he's still, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'd have him.
But it's big difference. This is why Smith's amazing, because from 22 to 26, there's not much difference. But from 32 to 36, is a huge difference in terms of your body and
recovery.
Except against Tom Brady.
Smithy's going to the fridge. Stay tuned, right?
Didn't last long.
some jam. Treat yourself to a tinny, Simi. This is my week.
No one's watching, bro.
I've had the week of doom.
Have a beer.
Hey, have we mentioned it? Yeah, shout out to everyone who's bought the More Than a Degenerate top.
Yes.
Grateful as fuck. You like it, Finch Dog?
Mate, you're killing it.
Show the camera, Finch. Give it a look, mate.
It's outstanding. Like, it's quality? Beautiful to wear.
Quality check?
Quality.
Quality.
Quality comfort. Comfort's the key. But the Degenerates is just a... taken over the world.
They're a good bunch, yeah. They're a good bunch.
They've got a great leader.
They believe in their skipper.
Of course they do.
They believe in their skipper.
Why wouldn't they?
There's been a whole heap of support, especially, when they went through a bit of a shit time at the start of the week, but they all stuck by me.
Of course they did.
They all stuck by me. So,
why wouldn't they? They'd be lost without you.
Semi's copping a bit in the comments here, so he's going to start responding to them, boys.
Okay.
What are they getting
meanwhile,
you for?
Don't take that, bro.
No hats.
What about KP's return too, Finchie? Because knowing how sort of KP's injury was going a little bit, I think he came back maybe a week earlier than he probably expected to because of all the injuries with Piercy. Kurt Mann goes down. Tex Hoy goes down.
He
And they, but he's been well. He's obviously last week was unreal. I thought he was good in the Titans game as well, even though they got blown out.
Yeah, he probably picked not a good one to come back, didn't they?
Yeah.
Trying to tackle David Fifita one on one wouldn't have been a great welcome back, but he was superb last week. It's just finding that balance, I think, for Kalen is when, you know, obviously he's got to be able to create stuff for other people but himself too. So the balance of being knowing when I've just got to take this on myself and be a bit selfish, or, you know, what the game is, you know, trying to create space for players outside him. So,
you know, one thing I said to him too, we spent a bit of time in the break.
He's your boy Tyson.
Yeah, I love that.
He was playing long side like this a fair bit. Remember when he had that good year about 2 or 3 years ago? Look at that.
Well, you know what I was about to say. He's more effective on this left hand side than he is because he's stronger off his right foot.
He likes playing from a tram line, Finchie, yeah. with it four and, on four and skipping
razzle.
Nice kick.
Toto's got that.
Nice kick. The thing too about a
four on four or a short side is, especially with Kalen. Kalen loves going at his defender, then especially on that left side, going off his right foot hard,
yep.
Dragging that next defender in. So when it's four, exactly right. But when it's four on four, I only need this bloke to make a mistake. I need one person to make a mistake, and I've got you. When I come from a long side shift, I can get you to make a mistake, but there's more defenders there, so you've got a bigger chance of someone covering your ass on the inside.
How good is it too, Finchie, when you get if you get to that tram line and get a back row or a half tied up, punch, and you get a middle at A and B there.
Well, exactly. Then you got that mismatch where you might have front row, or centre winger, you know.
We got two questions here, boys. First, Finchie, thoughts on Danny Levi signing up there with Brisbane?
Did he sign with Brisbane?
NRL lifeline for Danny Levi.
That was a couple of days ago. He just got up there.
Well, especially the injection out of dummy half, he's always been a strong runner of the footy. That's probably been his strength.
Yeah.
So especially with these new rules,
suits him, eh?
His ability to get out of the advantage line, he plays quick. He's tough to get down, strong. And Brisbane need all the help they can get at the moment, don't they? So especially around that ruck area, I think he'll do a good job.
I reckon just a little bit of constructive criticism on that, Jacko. Like in the past, watching him play for Manly as well, he can be so dangerous out of dummy half. Sometimes it's more of like he's got to pick his times a little bit better.
100%.
Yeah. There are times where, you know, something opens up. Like this is a trait in a lot of hookers. Then when they come through, it's picking the right times to have a crack.
If you have the ability to do it like he does,
and it depends on what cattle you got around you. So it might suit him going at the Broncos where he doesn't have dominant halves. But yeah, in particular, if you're playing with a guy like Cherry Evans, you got, you know, Turbo and Jakey, just finding the right time to use them as a decoy, and then other times, get them the ball.
And the big thing too is, and I'll always relate back to Cameron Smith because he's the best at it. Just because it's a quick play the ball. Sometimes it's quick play the ball and it means you run, but then there's other times quick play the ball, get it to your halfback, or get it to Munster, or get it to Kronk, or, you know, so
it might be a quick play the ball, but you got two real tight A and B, so it's skipping on the outside and 100%. C and D, that's where the gaps
are. So it might be quick play the ball, but the space might be out wide, you know, so but the majority of times it will be in behind the ruck, but there's times that just every quick play the ball doesn't mean you, green light for you all the time, and that's the good halfbacks can pick and choose. When to go, when not to.
Semi.
It's not a bad little arm wrestle.
Semi, Panthers heading into the red zone here. Semi, what are they looking to do?
They're probably going to shift it right. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought.
Ooh, completions.
As they shift it right, he says that.
Yep. That's what did I not call it before it happened? And then they'll probably hit the middle and then kick back to the right.
Well, they had no chance going right, did they? Because they tackled on the sideline.
Here we go. Let's see if the kick's right. Back to the right. Oh, no, Cleary's on the
he'll
left.
He'll tack it back. Ready?
Here comes the banana.
Banana.
The hook. Banana.
The wind. The wind, take it back.
Matty Burton, baby.
Is that a penalty?
That's a penalty, yeah.
That wasn't a penalty, man. Watch this back.
I tell you what I do love, but
Kickow sold this really well.
We've got Viliami Kikau, one of the biggest men and human in the world.
Kurt Mann gives him that.
Kurt Mann, and he falls over, he collapses.
Yeah, he's the actor.
Well done.
He's,
and you know what?
He's the actor of Doom, Kikau. Remember when that try saver against the Storm, when he laid over, he was all over the ground. Oh, honestly, I thought they were going to have to get the Ambos to come pick him up. He saved the try in the corner.
The Westpac helicopter bringing in.
Yeah. Watch this. This is
red zone set here.
That was a soft penalty, man. Like, I don't believe that was a proper run off that one.
I certainly don't believe Kurt Mann could knock over. He might have checked in, but...
You want to give us a try score here, Sam?
I'm going to go...
Burton.
13. There he is.
Isaiah Yao.
Yeah, he's going to go in.
There you go, boys. Quickly load up Isaiah Yao. Next try.
Isaiah Yao.
Yo, yo.
Yo, ye.
How tall is he? About 6'8"?
Yeah, he can crash over from there. He's 15 metres out. He can stretch out.
Check out. Oh, Kitties, he's dropped it.
That's a bit of karma, that. That's a little bit of... That's the footy gods. That's the footy gods paying him back there.
And it's good for Newcastle, you know. They need to turn him away. I know it's an unforced error, but Penrith could easily have gone for the two. But they, you know, they decided to launch an attack on the Knights and they turned them away, so well done.
Not many times they're going to be going for the two this year, Finchie. They fucking rate themselves, eh?
Well, they do, and we've spoken about the handshake.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about the handshake.
I'm on two opinions. As an old school bloke, I played in two losing grand finals, those 3 or 4, and we're dominant through that period. Now, until you win it, like, you can layer up as much, but until you win a big one, you know, that's you learn that as you get older. But also, if you're in competition to Penrith, if you don't like what they're doing, well, stop it.
Mm.
Don't whinge. If you don't like how they're celebrating tries, well, stop them.
Yeah.
And if you can't stop them, well, they should celebrate it however they want.
I probably lean towards the latter. Yeah. Like, although I get it, like, until you've won something, don't carry on like an idiot. But
well, there's a certain level of bringing teams in. That's rubbish. I don't care about celebrating your tries, but there's a certain point, mate.
Never liked that too. That's full Kenny of shit. Edwards used to do that.
That used to piss me off.
Really? Kenny pissed me off as well. I know Kenny. Kenny's really good to my parents, but I fucking hated that.
Especially when he did the third. There's opposition players that people say he's an idiot, but you play with the bloke and you'd be a champion.
Yeah, he's a good fella off the field. I love Kenny off the field, but
there's plenty of those blokes, you know.
Do you reckon interaction wise with the fans, it's good?
I'm a fan. I like it. I just like the swagger. I like them turning up with the boombox. I like them carrying all that shit's mad. That's mad.
Yeah, keep all that up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
But look, like, Luai's got a bit of shit in his game anyway. Like, you know, it's not like it's new. Luai came into the league with a little bit of that about him.
Oh, mate, again, if you're playing against them, you put up or shut up. Don't let them score and then you don't have to put up with it, you know? If they're scoring, well, then they can do what they want.
But
again, from my point of view, is I'm an old school boat where they've had an amazing run, but the one game they need to win, they didn't fucking win. Mm. So until you win that big one, that's just been an old bastard.
You always had a good balance of that, Finchie, because you sort of loved the younger boys who were like into himself, but they could back it up.
Yeah.
But you're also from the old school and like, hey, it's exactly what you're saying now. If you don't back it up, cunt.
Yeah. At the moment, they are backing up. Did I say Burton next try score?
Yeah, you did too. You did.
Yeah, that was straight off drawing Lua as well.
Every time Finchie's on here... Here's a tip.
You mean Tony Romo?
Every time Finchie's on here on the Footy Companion, he fucking gets it.
You mean Tony
time.
Romo of NRL?
Mate, and watch here. We talk about the space out the back.
Is he wearing
13? You watch how he pushes up out of the line of the defender because of the kick out at the back. Remember I said sometimes your best run is your best decoy. Look at the winger go. Look at the eyes on the centre. Yeah. They're all got kick out. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Is that Heimel Hunt on the wing?
Oh, that was an awful dive from Burton. I'll give him a fucking 1.5. I'll give him a 1.5.
Watch the center. They're all got eyes for kick out, which then opens up short. It's beautifully sold from Luai.
Great ball, yeah.
Is that Tuala? That's awful.
Mate, he pulled out of it. He went for the Fijian dive and he pulled out of it.
It looked like he was about to wedge it.
See, look where he's looking at. That's outstanding. Look, long play short.
Jerome's playing so good, man.
But again,
look at him pull out of the Fijian dive here. He goes for the big carry.
He was going to go.
And the handbrake goes down.
Oh, no.
He went for the big Fijian dive and he said, hang on, I'm as wide as Finchie. I better just put this down normally.
Hey, off the back of that, Simi, how would you celebrate a try?
Most likely,
would you do the Henry Farfelli coconut?
I'll probably have mum and dad on the rest day.
You bless up to mum and dad.
Yeah, or mow the lawn.
Roll the ball out, mow the lawn.
Mow our lawns at home. Yeah, they're due.
YKTR got a couple of tips for the boys this weekend. Check out Rookie and the Vet, baby. Full of tips, isn't it, Scott?
Check out Rookie and the Vet.
I said check out.
Oh yes.
Check people asking rookie. For tips, man.
Yeah, we got a few. I've put my first try scorer, anytime try scorers. So we need KP in this game. I want to see how I go. We've got 8 games. We've got an anytime try scorer in every game, but they're all over $2. So instead of just picking Brian Toto and Charlie Staines and all these sorts of players, that's I'm looking good. For a bit of value. Yeah. So I went KP.
What about Teddy paying $2.50?
No, $2. $2. Yeah. So Teddy was $2 to score a try. That is absolute jam. Grab it out of the fridge and fucking spread it all over this fucking
there's
mic.
There's a handshake. Slime.
Yeah, mate, exactly. Mate, you don't like it. Stop them.
And now they're taking the piss out of it. Save them.
Exactly.
Do you drink some?
No. We can't jump up and down, so we'll now do handshakes. And you know what? Like I said, if you can't stop them, they've got every right to celebrate the way they want to, really.
Yeah.
But
But there's no doubt they got, you know, you look at the other side with Crichton and you got now Burton, who's played most of his career at 5'8". He's as good a centre as attacking centre is in the game at the moment.
And we've talked about this too before. Thank I think Carrick we Croker. When did we do the Panthers game? Panthers Storm? Yeah, we Panthers did, yeah. Storm.
A couple of weeks ago.
And we're talking about how good this is going to be for the development. For like Bulldogs must be frothing. Even though they haven't got him, they'd obviously love to have him. But next best case scenario is he's not sitting at home missing any games anymore. Now he's getting fucking 25 of the best. He'll play all the... There's no way you can leave him out of the 17.
Who, Burton?
Burton.
Oh, no. Nah.
I think he starts, man. I'm not sure...
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, even the 13. Center. You can't even leave him out of the 13.
He's your centre, because you know what he does too. If Luai or Cleary goes down...
Straight
put him straight in the centres.
Mm. I mean, that Melbourne game where they just wanted the death, that was without Cleary, wasn't it?
But this, yeah.
That
yeah.
was Matt Burton in the halves.
But Storm had half a dozen out as well.
Yeah, but this is the beauty now of Penrith is the depth they've created. And we just spoke about Edwards coming back. Like he was the starting fullback last year.
And it's at key positions for Chiefs. Yeah, it's fullback, hooker, half.
And now you've got all those. You've got Burton there.
Kennedy
and not only you got them covered, like they're in your 25. They're on the field at the one time. So if it happens during the game, you can easily just adjust.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, shit. Well, our halfback's gone down. Oh, well, next week we'll be right because you put Matty Burton in. Well, he's already on the field. You can just make an adjustment on the run. Maybe put Yo into the centres and put Burton into. Like, it's.
You know, you
he's
know,
so much
he's
depth.
Just jammed Frizzell in and coughed it up.
And he's a machine.
He can defend himself, all right.
Yeah, Frizz is gone.
He's a big boy. Look at how tall. He's a tall unit. How old's Burton?
Oh.
Where's he from, too, Burton? He's a country boy?
He's from Orange.
Are you just making that up? That's pretty good.
See, when he's quick like that, he's usually right.
Nah, he looks like he's got a bit of Orange or Mudgy about him. If
someone will tell us where Burton's
Orange
from.
Hawks.
Can someone tell us where Matty Burton's
someone
from.
Give us Matty Burton's family tree, please.
And you know another one too. Like this is how like if you look at the depth of him as well. Charlie Staines played a little bit of fullback in the last 15-10 minutes against Manly.
He looks dangerous,
and even he looks silky,
man,
at fullback if in a pinch, like if they need him to play there.
Sick, quick, so big all these kids are these days.
So could Fisher Harris in this form could bloody slot back there, mate. Unreal.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
Yeah, he looks scary. Like him and Fennell Blake, a couple of blokes.
Semi head noise of doom. You're right, son.
You've got Kirk Capewell, who's been playing really well. Now he's moved back to the Pine as well because Liam Martin comes off the bench. There we go.
That was a bad offload.
He's not.
So who's your right second row now? Capewell's not there, did you say?
Yeah, no. So Liam Martin started this game and they've pushed Capewell back to the bench.
Capewell's playing great.
Yeah, he's playing real.
What, the Origin hero?
Yeah.
Well, he was
an Origin hero.
Yeah. He was named to start in the centres until Edwards obviously was
down
time position.
We ran into Capey this morning at Next Door. Nice little position he finds himself in this year. He's coming off contract at the end of the year. Had a really good Origin series last year. Mm. Probably be thereabouts this year. And going to play in this fucking Grouse team.
We're going to be playing deep into September, aren't you, with Penrith?
Yeah, so hopefully he gets the bag. We love seeing fucking all the boys get looked after.
Yeah, if he's only got any left over, he can flick a Finch man's way. Didn't spend my cash wisely, so.
They're not playing bad. Oh, Greeny, don't get in front of that, man. It was funny, Normie talking about Brian To'o because we're talking about all the post contact meters, and he's going, "Bro, you grab him," and he's going, "Someone go down, man." Just keeps on the big.
Yeah, you know, it was not a bad little tactic that the Broncos did a little bit last week. They were bombing him,
yeah,
and it looked like
still.
A lot of teams do that to Kim Amalo as well because you don't want him on that second
and
second carry. Sivo,
they've done it to guys, but you know what it does too. If you can somehow put a few up and he drops a couple, I've played with players in the past, Finchie. You probably know a few like this. Once they drop a couple, they lose confidence in all parts of their game, and then he even went to go take a carry one off the ruck. Looked up, fucking hit his shoulder, and it was a knock on. Like little things like that started to creep into his game.
It's funny too, isn't it? Like if you come out and do something really well, you go, "I'm on here today." Like, or at the same time, if you come out, you get steamrolled, or you knock on, you just think, "Oh shit,
yeah,
this could be a tough."
Oh shit,
KP baby,
KP's looking really good, man.
Yeah.
Except for not covering that kick in the fucking.
What about the first try? What about the poo game there, Finchie? You played a long time, mate. You ever needed to shit yourself on the field?
I shit myself plenty of times defensively. not literally, I'm not. Nah, mate, you know what?
I was saying today on the Rookie and the Vet that I was under 20s against you guys were playing at Manly and Ned Caddy come off. Was that you playing in that? Were you playing in that game? Yeah. It's very rare.
You know, you get the 2 minute bell and you don't know whether you need to go to the toilet, burp, fight. Like the adrenaline's running through you.
He reckons he.
But no, I've never.
He reckons he got a jab in the ass before half at halftime. I don't know whether that's up, whether that's on. He didn't specify, but he reckons he was that close to shitting himself. He got a jab at halftime in the ass.
Yeah, I seen him run back into the tunnel,
and then he came back out and kicked off. He just reckoned he didn't have time, and then put on a clinic, scored a try, laid a couple more on.
Yeah, he played gun man that last 10 to 15 minutes in particular.
Kempe,
good D.
Kempe compared it to the Jordan flu game. caught it the Ponga Poo game. It's not bad.
Footy and beers back on with Kempe this week.
I think they're on Sunday, mate. But I'm
Charlie Staines, baby.
I'm doing a game out at the Day game.
How's all that stuff been going?
Yeah, doing a bit on SCN. I went in and Fletcher just rang me up and said, "Mate, I'll call you up just to get a bit of chat. We're going to do like a just talk some shit. We need a guest." I said, "Righto," and I went in. And then I found myself doing some commentary out of it, which is good. A bit of work out of it.
Oh, kick out.
See, that's the same play he's come out of line that he was looking for before when they scored. Yep. But, mate, doing the Anzac Day game, I was lucky to play in six all in total, or maybe seven, three down in Melbourne with the Melbourne Warriors game. And I had four for the Roosters Dragons game. So it's a hell of a day, especially at the SCG. It should be great atmosphere.
Warriors typically go all right in those Anzac games, don't they, mate?
You know what? It's...
Oh, he's made it again. Oh, that's great work.
Yeah, he was gone. Ponga was out of position again.
Ponga was inside the post. So if this goes through, it's a try. Yeah. So that's great vision from the 5-8.
You know what it is? Do you reckon they've done a bit of video on that, Finchie? Because they've caught him. That would have been twice that they would have got
KP
up.
There's no doubt. See, if they show the head-on shot.
It's well done from Kurt Mann.
They show the eagle cam. But you know what? Like, there's no doubt they've done probably a bit of footage, a bit of homework on it, but there's still...
Instinct,
pick it up on the run in the heat of the battle and execute it.
Look at the run.
Yeah, I remember looking at KP. I was watching last week when the game they play. Who did they play? And they come just over top was the Sharkies, and I saw him in the front line in the last 5 or 10 minutes. So I guarantee they've done a little bit of video on him. That's two kicks where they would have probably pulled his pants down if that had gone through.
Well, mate, and back to the Warriors have gone good against the Storm. I don't think they go as good the last few years, but. Previously, because they've been so big, like they play that unstructured footy, which is Melbourne always struggled with.
Melbourne.
Yeah. If you just run the blocks and you're trying out grind Melbourne, they'll just eat you up.
You can't out-block and out-grind Melbourne.
You know, you're not going to out-arm wrestle Melbourne. So you have to be a bit unorthodox, take some chances, create offloads. And that's what Warriors did so well over the years with their bigger boys through the middle. So Melbourne struggled a bit with that.
Too many injuries this Sunday, but
yeah, I think it'll be they've the last couple of years that the Warriors
they've been handled down there.
Yeah, they've had a couple of big losses, but
all right, Simi, we got a couple of questions for you, brother.
Yeah,
energy up, kid. While we're in the throes here, and pairing off them about halftime, quick real talk. Respect for Simi for addressing his issues and getting the help. How's that all going, brother? I think they're talking about you going to counselling, man.
Oh yeah, it's all good. Eh? She's pretty
great
hot.
Footy chat.
She's pretty hot. Just doing it for content. It's good. It's good. Really good.
You got heaps of feedback off that, huh?
Yeah, just been staying off the piss. Just chilling, doing my thing. Working, painting.
I can confirm he had 0% heinies at the pub.
Yeah, they were nice too.
They had to go back into the vault to get them.
What are they like?
Like a tranny.
Yeah.
Looks like a beer, but doesn't taste like it. You know what I mean? I've never had a tranny before.
Here we go.
Someone close.
Here we go. Go, Gags. Is that Gags? No.
Oh,
no.
Fuck. Fucking
that's
hell.
That's Sanchez.
Hey, what did I say about Crichton, the fullback?
He's good, man, that winger. The both wingers are pretty grouse.
Oh, well, mate, this is huge play because you think if they score next 16-0,
yeah.
I tell you what, 16.5 wasn't going to be looking too good for you. That certainly helps.
Yeah, that helps big time. But honestly, this bet would be fucking looking really good if fucking KP was in the
Kurt
right spot.
Man,
for that kid.
Good work from Kurt again.
You know what? I love Kurt, man. He's a fucking toiler, man.
He's a goer, isn't he?
Look at this pump. Fuck off. Fucking hell.
Nothing better than a fucking
That's mad player. Disrespect.
That's some Corey Jane shit.
That's some fucking mad disrespect.
That's some South Auckland under 12s there, some.
Mad respect. And look at this. Nice.
He beats kick out here.
Oh, shit. That's on report.
Viliami was going to get 5 of the best for that. And then he pulled out. It's led to 4 of the best.
Corey Jane.
Get that shit out of here.
That's fantastic.
Fast Ben's get me turned
on. Get back on the sidelines, baby. That's what he said to him halfway through. He goes, fucking put Crichton back at
me. Oh, that's a big play in the context of the game. 13 games, 8 tries. Jeez, you got hell of a record.
Stafford Sanchez. Instagram fucking handle.
Sanchez. Is it?
Yeah.
Gone.
This is See, Simi. Now we're even going to get the fucking Instagram handles going on here in YKTS Sports.
Simi's world. We're all just living in it. Simi, update on the leg. When are you getting back into Kitty's Run Club? Did you ever run, man? You're more of a strength guy, yeah.
Nah, the run... I actually did pretty well in the fucking Kitty's Run Club, like, towards the end.
Yeah, you were starting to get a little bit fitter, yeah. I was, and you were training a little bit more.
I was coming in, like, maybe fourth place out of five.
Not that it's a race, huh?
Yeah, it's a race, bro. Yeah, it is. Nah, but I was getting a bit fitter. But, yeah, I'm more of a strength guy, to be honest.
Are you... how's the leg going along all right?
Yeah, the leg's sweet, man.
You're still limping around.
Still kicking. Nah.
Carrying
nah,
on.
Nah, it's sweet. Don't need the crutches anymore. Sex is a bit awkward, but...
But you're learning to adjust, eh?
Feel like fucking Nemo out there, eh, with the small fin.
Little flipper.
Yeah, I'm just going around in circles.
Oh, KP, that's nice.
Go around in circles. Wait till you're 40 and married. You'll be happy with circles. You'll never be going around in anything. Just
yeah, you invite Dory over. Nah.
There's the lone knights.
How's it work, Sam? You hang
He's
going
to get jumped when
you
lose.
Just hang it off the bed or nah? You just have to hang the leg off the bed altogether or nah?
What, like during sex?
Yeah.
Nah.
Keep it elevated?
Nah, you sort of, yeah, just hang off both.
Just bite down and deal with it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Get the pillow over the head. Yeah. nah, just joking. But I'm not. Yeah, nah, it's awkward because it seizes up a bit too. So you got to take magnesium about 2 hours out.
Oh, we got some Leilanis in the comments asking to buy you brekkie hoes.
Oh,
eh? Oi?
Hmm. Shit. Baby girl on the old catfish accounts.
Yeah. Yeah, she's trying to test me, is she? Sorry, I could be off the market soon, so.
Oh, there we
hopefully.
Go.
Hopefully.
Really?
Hopefully. Oh, you don't know about this old boy, eh? I've been seeing a girl lately. Look at that, turn around.
I'm off.
Well, it was about this time I settled down in my 30. What are you now, 34?
34.
My first girlfriend was 33, and then I married her, so. Yeah. Maybe that's a...
I'd love to marry her.
Yeah.
Oh. No, your girl. No,
I'd be more than happy with that.
Would you really?
Oi, is that the first time you've been
No, I'm only kidding. I'm
would you say
this? It's way too early.
Swear on your mum's life.
Well, where did this come about? Do we want to get into this on air or?
Wait, so.
Yeah, I met her a couple of months ago. We've been hanging out a fair bit.
Yeah.
Would you say you love?
I'll go back to
would you say you're falling in love?
I'd like to.
Mm.
Would you say you've
tripped? I hope so.
What about the other?
That's fucked.
What about me and Simi working on the cones traffic control last night?
Gone.
And I give her a call on FaceTime and she didn't pick up. He goes, she's probably cheating on you.
I go, see, man, you see what I mean? He goes, what's that? And I go, she's 100% cheating on you, man.
You said it the other day, I don't want you to be happy.
No, so he's being a smart ass to me and I go, you know what? I hope it doesn't work out. Yeah.
Mate, I had a mate like that. I was single till 33 and I started seeing Ellie and he got all jealous and filthy on me. Like, hang on, mate.
I'm happy for the guy,
didn't
man.
Didn't like me fucking seeing a girl.
Someone's asking us to hit the Ruben Wiki Carver session for the next footy companion.
Oh, yeah.
That could be the guy.
Here's the Carver guys.
You know, we have to get him for that.
Fucking tastes like dirt.
Yeah, you know, we have to get him for that. Georgie Dufour.
He loves a bit of Carver.
Georgie Dufour loves his Carver. Me and him went to
the Georgie. Had a good party with him. Love Georgie.
Shout out to Marika Korobidi. We went back to when me and Georgie were living together at Manly. We went and caught up with the Melbourne boys, Jesse Brom, Kenny Brom, all the boys. Went back to the hotel room after the game, smacked a bit of Carver together. It was gross.
A bit of Carver.
I remember if Carver was sick of Manu once, and it was one of the most disgusting hangovers I've ever had the next day. Felt awful.
The muddy water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can honestly smack too much of it.
Would the missus have some Carver?
Maybe a girl. Get a bit paralytic.
What do you keep trying to get back to that? This isn't like in Simi's room right now.
This isn't Jordan's room. We're trying to watch the footy.
The guys want to know.
Grizzly's room.
Grizzly Adams did have a mute.
Scope, you dropped the L-bomb yet. Too early for that, eh?
No, way too early for that.
Way too early.
Would you say you're falling in love with?
I'm falling in like, yeah, big time.
Falling in like? What does that mean?
I don't know. If you
had to
me.
If you had to get rid of one of the boys to save baby girl, who would it be? And be honest.
And why is it me?
Oi, the kennel's
be honest.
The kennel's burning down, Scope.
And I'm talking about the whole crew.
You can only save one. Who are you saving?
No,
kennel.
The kennel's burning down.
No, like
down
you had
right
to pick
now.
Out of all the boys to let go of one of the boys. We're all hanging off a cliff.
You go first and I'll
naked.
Go next.
You go first. We're saving for 10 in the can, babe.
Okay, if future baby girl's life's on the line and I've got to pick one.
Yeah.
Who are you letting fall?
I would...
Because we both know.
Yeah.
Let each other go.
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a hard one.
It's not a hard one. That's why he's both no, because it's an easy, it's an easy answer for both of us.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, man. What anyway. About you?
Anyway, 5 minutes to go, 10-6, nice close contest.
Is there footy on?
We like
did,
I said,
we did think this was going to be a bit closer.
Yeah, I thought that 17.5 was too much. It was looking ugly after 10-0, Finchie, but yeah. they fought their way
what
back
the
in.
What could the teams improve in on at half time? What would you be saying in the sheds?
To be fair, they haven't really done too much wrong. Obviously,
to be fair, we haven't watched it.
No. Penrith have had a couple of unforced errors, I reckon. Early kick.
I think they've had about three resets.
Have they? Yeah.
How have you watched that?
Kick out. What do you mean? Kick out, dropped the ball with before even Kurt Mann hit him.
Well, mate,
here we go. Here, Capes is on the field now.
So you skip to the outside again. This is, if that right edge can hold up for Newcastle, there's no doubt.
Put it on a hat. Scope, I'm falling in like. it's not bad.
There's another 40k jump in the pocket.
Yeah, beautiful.
Cash in hand, baby.
That's a bit of jam, baby.
Too smart, isn't
Ooh.
It?
I think.
Mate, Newcastle haven't been playing bad. They're just. What's the
Fijian guy with the colour? Blonde hair? What's
Kick out.
I reckon he'll get. He'll. Why do you reckon have like a at halftime he won't come back on because concussion?
HIA.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he should go the Odell Beckham blue hair?
Why? When did he go down?
Mix it
he
up.
He got sparked
when
early.
When KP ran into him on his first. Didn't you see that?
Yeah, it was early.
Yeah.
Are you not watching the game?
Straight into his shoulder. That's what I hate about the game, man.
Everyone in the comments, later's chicker.
Oh. Oh, what the hell? No way, man. That's crazy.
He's the first one we'd say.
Don't interrupt us. We weren't even interruption of doom, beauty.
Who would it be, though? I'd go Ice.
Yeah, I'd go Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd
let him go take over the company.
Yeah, big time. Then we'll step in. Me and you'll take 50% each of his stake.
Nah, you have
and it. Who would be the majority.
You have it. I just want my media pack.
Who gets the crypto wallet?
Hey, Jacko, get on that media pack ASAP.
I'm on
Who
it,
gets
bro.
The crypto?
Yeah.
That shit's not worth anything anyway. Fuck that.
Crypto. Fuck that shit.
Oh, Cleary.
Fuck, he's a beast.
Here we go.
If you could go back in time, would you have spent your money on your crypto money on the black market?
On the black market.
On the dark web?
You know what sort of conversations? You're on the couch, just a normal Friday night. So there's no alcohol involved. No, you just take away. What's the conversations like inside the walls?
I'm not home.
At the kennel.
I'm not home if it's Friday.
It's very similar to this.
Yeah. No, it's basically just me and this kennel all the time.
Yeah.
We don't. Chico's always with his missus, and normally we'll be at training or.
Or upstairs.
Yeah,
knocking training.
Playing up.
Knocking boots. Yeah, doing core.
Right, people always
having a wrestle.
People always ask me, Finchie, they go, what's Simi like when he sort of drops the act and drops the character?
This is him, man.
Yeah.
Simi low
Maybe
key.
You guys are playing characters.
Simi low key got the footy IQ of doom. Are Scope and Jacko going to do a potty on the NFL preseason and draft?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah, I'd love to be involved in that.
No, we're all right.
I know my NFL D-Lo.
You know what? There's two minutes to halftime. We'll see if Panthers or Knights can put one more back on. We'll speak about the draft.
I've got a few things. 2 minutes for the Knights, isn't it? They need to hold them out here.
10-6 is a fucking great halftime score for the Knights.
Yeah.
Oh, fatigue sitting in.
Oh, Greeny.
Greeny.
There it is there. Oh, no. Fucking run. Yeah, nice.
Okay,
is the set restart there? Was it tackle two?
No. Tackle two. This is a full set here, so.
Knock on.
This is a huge.
Mate, he's running the ball a lot, isn't he?
He has a lot this year.
Yeah. And you'll watch it, like, with some of the top tier halves, you look at the improvement in Normie's game this year, and I've talked about it a little bit with him. Taking advantage.
See, Kalen's nowhere to be seen on the other side of the road.
Is this just the early kick that's catching him out, or what?
Well, mate, Kalen's jumping in the left side. He's marking up on Cleary. Yeah. He wasn't even in the line then again.
Yeah,
they've done some video on that for sure. Wherever they're going, they're putting little kicks in. If he's sitting on the right,
up in the line. He was up on the line.
It seems to be going left every time as well.
Finchie, same thing. Like. Been a good half, in particular with how fatigued the players, the middles are these days. All the best halves run in the last 10 or 15 minutes of a half.
Well, if ever they're it's like cricket with the 2020. It's all geared towards the batsman. But for so long, when I first started playing, it was unlimited interchange.
Mm.
So you'd wait, work 10, 15, 20 minutes to get the big boys fatigued.
You played a while ago, man.
Yeah, and then you just put two, three fresh forwards on. Where now it's obviously early in the game, it's an advantage to the big fellas, but, you know, if you can hang in there through there in the back end.
Two-pointer, here we go, two-pointer.
Two-pointer, Cleary.
That was offside too.
Oh, shit.
He'll score instead.
Oh, he's hit the Benji flick. Finchie, just before halftime, I wanted to ask you, with the new interchange, and you've obviously watched how quick the rules are, Connor Watson back in your day would never be a 13. But in this sort of game, with that leg speed, the Victor Radley style, is that the sort of 13 that you'd be looking at?
100%.
If you're a young kid who wants to play lock.
I've always had a belief in this. I've had a 13 that used to be like a Scott Hill or a Brad Fittler. I've always thought, yeah, two edges. So the half split on it, they're three on each side. I've always thought your lock and your 5'8" should be there. And your halfback can defend anywhere. He can go anywhere.
Yeah.
I've always thought for a period there, remember the 13 was like an extra middle. It's like just a front prop. Rower.
Yeah. You picked Nelson off of Solomon.
Exactly. So you had a lot of front rowers just wearing 13. I like the ball playing, and it's more so now like the Radley, Brandon Smith, Connor Watson. Connor's not so much as a ball player like a Radley or the other guys.
Quick legs,
but his leg speed, he gets over the advantage line, because it's so important now. If you can get over the advantage line and deep past the markers, isolate A and B defender, it's so important in the game, especially have that option to ball play.
Yeah. Halftime, so what are we, 10-6?
10-6. Yeah, 10-6. Any questions come through?
Yeah, send through any questions here. Footy stuff, send it through to Finchie. Punting, Simi, anything in between, send it to Simi, eh? He's ready to go.
I'm ready, and this is the halftime
show.
Yeah,
here you go. This is where he does his best work.
Simi does his best work.
Simi said he wanted the halftime show. He wanted to do a halftime haka. Give us some.
Or if you even just want a topic for him to freestyle off the top of the dome, just send it on. Who scored the Knights' first try? Good question. Oh, it was the young winger. What's his name? Sanchez.
Star Sanchez. To'o.
Ghana.
I wonder if that's his nickname. I wonder if that's his middle name, or he just likes to fucking.
Who cares?
I know.
Maybe that's his cock's name.
Georgie. Yeah, it could be. Because.
What would your cock's name be?
Mine's Sarah.
Kitties.
No.
Georgie DeFour. Because Georgie DeFour, he liked to call himself Jorge. Yeah. Like, pronounce it like a fucking Jorge. Spanish thing. So, like, I think...
Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Simi.
Yeah.
Georgie.
Jordan, would you ever date a Syrian chick?
A Syrian chick, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
The best Georgie.
He doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, I love that shit. That, that's that loyal.
That's that Aladdin vibes.
Yeah, man, Syrians hit different for sure.
Finchie, we got... Sorry, man.
George Tafua. Did you? What was he like off the field? Because he used to scare the shit out of me on the field.
He's a good guy.
I knew a lot of most other teams, and while you could be serious on the field, you'd have a laugh off it. But even shaking hands, I couldn't crack
Georgie,
a smile out of him. You know,
how do I explain Georgie? Georgie is
first of all, best dressed cunt in NRL.
Yeah, he's always got mad drip. He's always he's a bit lovely. He's a bit like Chico with a sense of dress. Like knows how to dress well. Feels himself.
Moisturized.
He's like an Islander without being an Islander. Mm. So who at Roosters can I compare him to like that? Like
Sunnyville.
Not Sunny.
He's just fuck words. Yeah.
Like he said if there was you know he got a couple of like the Cuzzy, you know the fresh Islander boys and that. He used to be able to take the mickey out of those boys with like, you know, we'll have a laugh. But then also he'll take the piss out of me trying to talk like an Islander. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
you bro it up when you're around the boys, eh?
Yeah, because when I'm around the boys, I'm like, yeah, Doc's, you know, all these, you know, like all that sort of shit. So he'd rip me as well. Like, so he had a good balance of having a bit of fun with it. But me and Georgie real tight. Nah. We lived together for my first year, 13. 2014
at Manly,
yeah. And he's like every now and again a girl would come out of his room too, and I'd go, oh, Docs, who was that? He's like, just my cousin.
How long ago was that?
I go, fuck, how many cousins you got, man? And why do they keep sleeping over on Saturday night?
Finchie, next guest on Uncensored, who can we expect in the upcoming weeks and months?
I got Michael Clark Monday.
Oh, the pup.
Fuck, all right.
The pup. That's a big one.
It's a scoop.
So he's on Monday. I got Benny Elias next week.
Couple sit down.
I got Sowie's coming up next week. So I did Sowie a couple weeks ago. And I did Fletch too.
Yeah.
So Fletch was hilarious. Right. You know, you do your opening on my next guest, Brian Fletcher. And Fletch just went on a rant. like just classic Fletch. I didn't talk for 20 minutes, and it's like, and he went, I'm sorry, back to you. It's like,
yeah.
But he talked for 30 minutes, he just didn't even ask a question. Well, speaking
about asking what they're asking about Simi, because Fletch is so funny, is he like that 24/7 as well?
Mate, Fletch
is that just the way he is?
Fletch is super smart. He's highly intelligent bloke. Yeah. Really, and he's a bit smoke and mirrors where he lets that character, a bit similar to me, like I'm very serious, you know the serious side of me too, where you let the character go, but... You know, he's a super, super smart guy. He's got knowledge on a lot of intellectual stuff. He's, you know, he just so happens to play the full better than anyone.
Yeah.
So the people Fletch mainly see, you know, is playing the full with Fletch. With Hindy, but off the field, he's a really smart businessman. He's got a lot of successful bits. So he's a, I see both that side. So I enjoyed, you know, obviously my podcast is a bit, you know, not fun, a bit of serious stuff as well. I enjoy talking about that side because everyone just thinks he's an idiot.
Yeah.
But he's a highly intelligent bloke who's a super successful businessman. And, you know, like I said, he just plays the full better than anyone.
I ran into him at the Coast Golf Club too and just said hello as I was walking in. And I had this fluoro yellow top and a fluoro yellow tech hat. I had the tech hat on playing a bit of golf. Were you with me, Simi, for that game? And he goes, oh, yeah, nice kit. The first thing I said, I said, yeah, probably I'm carrying on a bit. He goes, yeah, a bit too loud for my liking.
Because he's that funny too, because he's intelligent, he's that quick with his wit because he's so smart.
And he said it with a straight face. I pissed myself laughing. I knew he was taking the piss, and he knew he was taking the piss, but it was gross.
Like, he would have loved that you'd said that. Yeah. You know, you're virtually throwing yourself on throwing yourself in the
line. Well, I learned that from you.
You threw yourself in the line.
If I know what's coming.
Because if you just stroll through carrying on, Fletch will go, what about this fucking, what about scoping the gear? You throw yourself in the fire.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple here for Simi, one for Scope. Scope, tipping the all-age stakes on Saturday. Have you had a look yet?
No, I haven't.
Haven't looked. Simi?
Yo.
Have a look now.
Simi, I don't do so well at small talk. What's one pickup line that never fails? Bit of pressure there, man.
Hey, do you want a drink?
Keep it simple.
Yeah, if you don't like small talk. Or come to the fourth cubicle and knock three times. Nah, just kidding.
Jordan, can you date my sister? That actually flows well into the second question.
What's her at? No, genuine.
Put her at in the comments. Single Simi, or are you ready to settle down already? You just got
We were saying single Simi content hits different.
It's easier for me.
Yeah, he has been on fire.
Just don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Finchie, you gotta go watch back our last 10 of the Ken. This guy was fucking on fire, man. It was unreal.
Yeah, were you drunk or?
Nah, he's been sober for 3 weeks.
Off the piss, yeah.
Thank you. Because usually the boys hammer me because I get on a Larry every weekend and then I don't talk to anyone for fucking 3 days and come home.
I did that.
Yeah, and then they had nothing on me this week.
Because you're fresh.
Because I'm fresh and I just went in there.
Send no material.
This one would be a giggle. Because Simi sucks so much at freestyling. How about a bit of slam poetry on Jordan's room? I reckon that could be good. About being depressed.
You're still... all he heard was Simi sucks at rapping. That's all he took in. And he, did you hear me? He just goes...
Give me a topic, man.
I don't suck at fucking rap.
Finchie, how do you reckon TJ Perenara will go at league? Will the skills translate?
Have you heard about that, TJ Perenara?
I'm not too sure. Probably I haven't seen enough of him over a long period of time to sort of.
What about like as a.
He played a lot of touch in league as a kid.
He grew up leaguey, TJ. He's Henry and Marcus Perenara's first cousin.
What about What about just a rugby player, like a rugby halfback coming to league?
I think I'm a huge rep for the All Blacks. I think the All Blacks are. They're as good as any organisation anywhere. Like I go back to 2011, I think it was, when they won the World Cup for the first time.
Back home,
it was their fourth choice fly half. Carter was injured. I remember
Stephen Donald.
Cruden.
Yeah, Stephen Donald ended up playing, didn't he?
Fourth choice, that was 2011. They've gone back to back. And that was based around Richie McCaw, who was just a great leader. So one thing I like about the... George Gregan actually said something to me once where... He said the All Blacks are very similar to the league over here. They've got that don't whinge about anything, next man up, no excuses, that real tough league mentality. where the Union, the, sorry, the Warriors over there have that inconsistent sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, island, like, the island
like,
divides.
Like Union over here, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're
so
right.
So the league, the All Blacks are like, the league is over here, just that yeah. tough mentality. Real, they're real accountable on each other. Like, they don't hold themselves really, really accountable. And that's, you know, to walk away from an All Blacks.
Well,
so, you know, set up
his, over in
Japan. He's been playing in Japan, so yeah, yeah.
So he wasn't allowed to be.
Well, so what they do is they do their sabbatical. So like Bodie Barrett will go play. So they get it in their contracts. It's a bit of a money grab,
yeah.
But it's also a break physically from the, because especially without the Super Rugby at the moment, you only play the NZ comp, which is like, it's like playing Origin every weekend in terms of quality. So they, TJ's going over to Japan for a sabbatical.
Are the Super Rugby not matching up this year?
No,
they can't travel. Oh, even grouse, because I've been speaking to a few of the boys about coming over.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to come over for holidays then.
Yeah, they will. They won't be playing.
Sam Nock, Otto Black.
Well, mate, you'd probably have a better
David McKenzie, all those boys.
You'd have a better
opinion.
Oh, you would have seen a lot more.
I've obviously watched him play. I don't know. My thing, and like, and Normie was kind of half taking the piss when he was talking about the width you could get on the passing game, because Normie goes, I'll just stand on the fucking sideline.
No, Normie. Yeah. Don't listen to Normie.
That's true, though.
He could, like, yeah. Normie
the
could.
Thing, if, the thing if, with TJ, TJ is not a rugby halfback, not a really, really traditional rugby halfback. He's big for a halfback. He's an amazing front-on defender. He's
box kicker, do.
Box, amazing box kick. Not that you'd do that in league. Well, you could. Maybe. You could work it in. But the things, like if an Aaron Smith, for example, was to come over to rugby league, you'd be concerned about defending in the middle and making that many tackles, whereas TJ does that anyway.
Yeah, Aaron's in the group with us too. So we've got AG. So we've got that card game group. We all click basketball cards together. We've got Aaron Smith and TJ Perenaa. They're fucking...
collecting basketball cards. You've just got...
Yeah, I've got a little bit going on.
This is a reality TV show.
Yeah, I've got a little bit going on, Fitchman. Yeah, big time. And the cheese is in there, right? So you got cheese. So they've
Munster.
TJ's been speaking to Cheese about it, and he's been asking, like, you know, what are we looking for? Ruck manipulation.
And that's what I like.
And Aaron Smith said, Nug said he's not keen on Lee because he doesn't want to make 50 tackles a game. Like he wouldn't. Because his bread and butter, Aaron Smith, has got the fucking perfect spiral.
You've never seen anything like
that. Mate, it's fucking the best ever. Like one of the...
Surgical, mate.
He goes down as one of the best nines of all time. Like, you know, that's his bread and butter.
But the amazing thing about that is TJ, similar to like, I can't think of a rugby league example, but TJ Perenaa would be up there as the greatest All Black halfback of all time. But he just lived in an era where Aaron Smith was...
And they're best, like, they're fucking close.
So they do the Brandon Smith, Harry Grant 1-2 punch.
Well, a lot of your fly halves in Union are halfbacks in league, you know what I mean? Like a George Gregan.
Yeah,
he was old school. He didn't run as much, you know, just pass from the base of the scrum. Like a Joey, if he was going to go play and he went to the Waratahs, they were going to play in fly half.
Do you reckon, so George Gregan in particular, that's a bit closer to Az, eh?
Very close.
Very
traditional. So that's what I'm saying about TJ. TJ is, as amazing as he is as a halfback, he's got skills that translate more to
the
league.
Yeah,
league.
Does. Yeah.
So like if Aaron Smith was to come, and the cool thing which I like about what TJ and Aaron are doing, they're talking to guys in the Storm and the Roosters.
Yeah.
Well, the Storm,
you know, they're in organisations that...
Well, the best.
Help into the best.
Well, mate, if you're going to go, you might as well go to a team that's going to give you the best opportunity.
Well, that's it. Like, TJ goes
and
to the
And the Storm and the All Blacks have had a relationship out of the last...
Yeah.
Who was the All Blacks coach?
It was Steve Hansen.
Well, Steve Hansen
and Trent Robinson and Belly Ake.
They had they compare notes and do what the people do.
I think Cheese has done some time with rugby union players
Solomona was a
I played rugby against Cheese.
Nelson Solomona was a junior coming through at the All Blacks. And they were,
it was a Wellington rugby
prospect.
He
wanted to come to league and they didn't let him, they weren't gonna let him go, and they said, well, where are you going? And they said the Storm, they said, we'll let you go.
Yeah, someone's just
because
said
of the respect.
Someone's just said here, the easiest analogy, TJ Perenaa is like a third flanker in rugby in terms of the clean up work and the tackles he does.
Yeah.
Skipping across, Simi, who should Paul Gallen fight next?
I would.
You can't.
If
your,
I was
you can't name pull, yourself.
Meehan.
Oh, Willis Meehan.
Yeah,
Willis Meehan.
Is Willis still fighting?
Yeah, he is. But no one will fight him though,
because he's that good.
He's just amazing. Yeah, either that or I'd go the guy who just lost to Joseph Parker.
No, I think Willis just Junior fought. Far. Eh?
He just fought.
Willis just fought and knocked some cunt out.
Junior, yeah. You're talking Junior Fight.
I don't think. There's not much. I don't think Gallen would want that fight, eh?
Sonny Bill, not a chance?
Oh, I think Sonny's a big chance. I think Gallon would love to have Sonny.
So Gal's just for cash, isn't he? Like, I love when he spoke about after the fight.
Yeah, exactly. Gal's is up front
They said we're being Australian boxing champion again. Not really.
Yeah.
Well, they said, where does it rank in your career? And he said, well, nothing will beat Cronulla.
Exactly. Which is great.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. The boys coming out.
Boys are running back out. Semi, second half prediction, score prediction, try score prediction. Hit us with all three, brother.
I reckon KP will score KP, two tries.
And what, Knights will win?
Yeah.
There you go.
No, you can just tell the Panthers are tired.
Whatever happened to the Kangaroos All Blacks game? I mean, that gets talked about all the time. I don't really know.
Who's that?
Someone's asking the Kangaroos versus All Blacks game. What do you play?
It's league? Yeah.
But there's so much difference between the scrums and the, right, you know, like, Union scrums.
I think they did like a hybrid game like 2 or 3 years ago, and it was discussed in the league. Yeah.
They apparently did it like way back in the
day. Wigan in England, they did. Wigan played Bath, I think, or something like that.
They did like two game series. They did one each. Yeah.
Well, they might have played half the game. Skills half transition. The play one rules and the other half.
That's rubbish. The skills wise, like the rugby boys would fare much better at league than the league boys would at rugby, just because of the body shapes and.
Well, Leaguey struggled. We struggled in the ruck and mauls and
you wouldn't know what to do. You'd be getting pinged every fucking 2 seconds.
We wouldn't be finding too many of us in there. Let me at the bottom of them.
Fuck that.
Ruck and mauls.
I don't want any of them.
Thanks to the Scope for the birthday shout out. Uncle Terry hooked it up.
Oh, there you go. This is one thing we've talked about, eh, Jacko?
A little paid. Yeah. A little subscription base.
What's the
Cameo?
What's Swish. The Swish. Swish. Yeah, you did that, Finch, man. Yeah. So we're thinking about doing that with the subscriptions. If you subscribe with our new YKTR mag,
you can get
and we'll
Simi,
give you shout-outs.
Get Simi to break up with your missus.
Skipper's just been giving out them for free, and that's why the degenerates love him. That's why. I get out fucking twice a weekend, and then I fucking see all the boys giving out fucking birthday shout-outs for a bit of fat, and the Skipper's missing out. So
it's only a reward if you're not in on it.
Nah, it's no worries, mate. It was it's always a giggle to do those videos. I try to make it as fun as possible.
Simi wants to do it and he wants to break up with people who don't have the courage to do it for themselves.
And he breaks up with
that's such a good idea.
It's a good idea, right? That's an outstanding idea. As soon as he said it, I was like, fucking genius.
What's
man.
He doing tonight? Simi, when you drop me home, come in and talk to me, missus for me.
Come in and sit her down.
I'm not gonna make a bold prediction here. I'm gonna go Newcastle 20-16.
Oh.
I like that. Get on that. Honestly, if you're at home, what are the Knights paying? Can we get the odds up for the Knights too?
I'll get it up. If Tony Romo says it,
get on this.
That was a wild prediction, but if they can start well here and score first, Newcastle.
Just to distract you a little bit more, Finchie, just before we get into the footy, one more question. Right now, who are you picking as a New South Wales halves, man? I think you spoke about this on. Yeah.
These two. It depends. I think Luai's in front of. I think, so I'd put like Cody Walker and Luai similar 5'8s.
Yeah.
I'd put Jack White.
Well, that's my other one. Depends where they want to go with. If they're going with a running 5'8, like a big strop, I'm going Whiten. If you're going combinations, I think it's Luai. Because not only Luai, you got that edge there too. You got Isaiah, you got Crichton possibly. And I think a big thing was, and this is no disrespect to Whiten or Guthrie, because I think they're both tremendous players, but. We had two blokes in the centres last year who weren't centres. Whiten's a 5'8 and Guthrie's a fullback. Like, I know they both can play centre. Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, I think there's enough quality centres out there. Let's pick the centres. And I'd either go, I'd go to the Penrith halves at the moment because the combination is just so good. Yeah. And they're playing out of this world. But if you don't want those two types, if you want a different type of 5'8, then Whiten's probably the other option.
After last week's games, I end up putting my team, and I was going to send it. I completely forgot to send it to you too, Jacko. I'll read through my team, Finchie, and see what you think of me. I've got Teddy at fullback. I've got Josh Adokar and Stephen Crichton is on the wing.
Yep.
Yeah,
great. I probably have Turbo that he's back because Turbo wasn't playing then.
Turbo.
So I just swapped Turbo for Steve Crichton. I've got Lomax and Latrell in the centres.
So you got
yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, here we go.
Your wingers are
Adokar and Tommy Turbo.
Rara.
Centers are Lomax and Latrell. 5'8 is Whiten. Halfback is Cleary.
Yep.
Front rowers are Junior Paulo and Daniel Saifidi.
Yep.
Hooker is Damian Cook.
Yep.
Back rowers are Isaiah Yao and Angus Crichton.
Yep.
Cam Murray is my lock. And on the bench, I've got Pappenhausen, Payne Haas, Tommy, Jake Trbojevic, and Regan Campbell Grant, Gillard. I wrote Graham, but it's not too bad. Only thing I'm worried about is not sort of having an edge back rower.
I like Tommy as well. I don't.
You know who'd be a smoky for me too?
I like Tommy in the centres as well.
Yeah. But I just think, because I'm thinking for Manly as well. Yeah,
and, but, you know, I play twos. A wing is just important.
So you would have
fucking breath in.
But you know who's been going good, mate? Fergo's been playing good.
Yeah, Ferg's been going good.
You know, the Fox is going to be there. Tedesco's.
Shout out, Redman. How are you, man?
Oi, Jacko, I might get you to cut this up too. We'll go through the team right now.
Yeah.
All right, from top to bottom.
I'm going to jump in as soon as I disagree with you.
Okay, yeah. James Tedesco, fullback.
Lock.
Josh Adokar and Tommy Turbo on the wings.
Locks.
I'll put Turbo in the centre.
Lomax and Latrell Mitchell in the centres. Jack White in 5'8". Nathan Cleary, halfback. Junior Paulo and Daniel Saifidi in the front row. Damian Cook at hooker. Isaiah Yeo and Angus Crichton in the back row. Cam Murray, lock, loose forward. And on the bench, Pappenhausen, Payne Haas, Jake Trbojevic, and Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Love the bench. I think Tommy should be in the centres. I don't know then, maybe you look at a Nick Kotrick or someone like that on the wing. But I would be getting Tommy closer to the ball, man.
It's not a bad team.
I just I don't think you can leave Cody Walker out. I'm not sure how he fits in the side.
Oh, he's either 5'8" or he's not in the side.
That's what I'm saying. So
I wouldn't have him. I prefer to have Pappenhausen at 14.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is what I said this.
Pappenhausen's best in, if not the form player.
Well, Kempe put up a post the other day and was talking about Jerome, Jack White, and Cody, and all the decisions. I'd prefer to be Queensland. You pretty much know who you're going to pick, 1-7, and you go through. You got KP and Brimo fighting for that fullback spot. And apart from that, you can pretty much go through.
Brisbane keeps the spot, in my opinion. Ponga goes back.
Really?
I'd have KP fullback, and I'd have Brimo.
They're very loyal, mate, the Queenslanders.
What about?
I'd have Brimo at 14 for me. He'd be my Pappenhausen off the bench. Winger? Brimo,
yeah,
for Panthers. He can
Toto.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a chance for sure.
Again,
I wouldn't have him over Turbo out of car.
If they go with Luai,
I wouldn't put Turbo.
You got that right edge there, you know. Maybe they go for that full right edge.
Would you be going Turbo in the centre, Sim?
Yeah, mate.
And then Toto on the wing, perhaps.
Yeah.
See, I just think too, mate. Freddie's very loyal, so I know we didn't get the job done last year, but the previous season, White did a job from. Does he go White and Tommy? Because I know he loves Tommy too.
I think why
he loves Tommy. Tommy would be his first player pick. I think he said if he would start a team from scratch, Turbo would scratch. So,
mate, he'd be up there for me.
Do you play Tommy on the wing? Mate, Latrell's, obviously, if he's back in Freddie's good books, he's got to be in there somewhere. He's just a match winner.
I think he's the lock in those centre positions, Latrell. If he's fit and healthy.
Yeah, for Queensland, I'd have KP and I'd have Brimo on the bench.
He goes, my man!
Cootie.
Because you know the, and this is, you know, when what do they say? He's like his own versatility. Holy with Brimo. Shit. Like Brimo could come on and play that lock role that Queensland have been so well at in the past.
Oh yep,
that Munster have played, Chez has played it, Benny Hunt's played it.
They've picked Cooper Cronk played it.
Brimo would be perfect.
Michael
for
Morgan as well.
Okay,
a victim of their own versatility. Yeah. That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
Well, they're jack of all trades, sort of, aren't they? You know. Well, Wingy was like that sort of first.
He was the first, like, his position was 14. You know what I mean? It was one of those weird ones where his best position was almost in that interchange role, wasn't it?
Well, mate, he was fantastic in that.
I feel like the Knights are going to get him too here, Finchie.
I need a better end than this, but
it's well read.
It's well read, yeah. It is. Especially just got to get the ball up so the big Bradman Best can wind up onto it. What about the size of him for 9? He's a big, big young kid.
He's a weapon, mate.
Who, Staines?
No, Bradman.
Staines. Staines looks like a very lean Isaac John. Yeah, true.
Charlie Staines looks like that character from The Simpsons. What's his name? You know,
Milhouse.
No, not Milhouse. He comes in for, we're going to get it. We're going to get that.
You look like Milhouse.
I'll get back. We'll cut this up and I'll put it up. I'll get the picture right.
It's Tyrone May.
I love Tyrone May off the bench too.
Tyrone May, Ice and I were trying to think of, we you know, Melbourne's got the big five now. They've gone from the big three to the big five with Cheese, Grant, Hughes, Pappy and Munster. Trying to think of a five that's sort of comparable. And Tyrone May kind of sits into their five because they got the halves. Nice. Oh,
Oh, mate.
He's the forgotten guy at Penrith, man.
Burton again.
Well, what about his speed off the mark then?
He has,
and fuck yeah. The bunny acceleration. And
picked it up off his toes.
You mean Matt Ghetto over there?
Matt Ghetto, yeah. Gun.
Ball. Oh.
He'll beat him, yeah.
Well,
funny. That's only second tackle.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on this set. Let's call this in. Let's see where he goes.
I think your boy.
And they just get got to a post here. Just drop it on restart. A post.
Yeah, there it is.
Your boy.
They just got a set restart.
Isaiah Yeo could be a chance here, Sam. Your boy.
Oh, it's a restart. They're dangerous on that left hand side.
It's a restart too. First tackle.
Yeah. The lie.
Got to get up faster than that.
Hold him up. That's
too easy.
Oh, what an effort. Did he get that? He got that.
No, he knocked it on. He's going the length.
KP.
Go, Sam.
Oh.
Go, KP.
He'll come back and have a look at it, but I'm pretty sure he knocks on.
Mate, Luai's having a field day out there.
He's playing well, isn't he? Mate, he had him running backwards and throws it. It was a great one from Luai.
Like Matty Burton before.
And then put it up with his toes, Burton. Like those two are, geez, they're both dangerous, both of them, the 5'8 in the centre.
Here we go.
Does he extend now, or does it just happen naturally?
He just drops it. Forward,
yeah. No, I think he gets it over, boys. Watch this. I think they're seeing if he extends his arm, though.
Are they going to push play on there? Fucking hell, I'm holding my breath here.
Oh.
Yeah, see? He gets it down.
Oh,
just.
Oh, shit.
Closer than I thought.
Yeah, closer than I thought, too.
Only love can hurt like
so. Is that play? Do you play on back at the?
Yeah. So now it goes up to KP. He's going to play the ball in the 20 or 30.
Jacko's. It's Ralph Lauren.
That's my polo hat, baby. I got that in Colombia actually.
Penalty.
True story.
What vape are you having, Simi?
He's called double movement.
Mixed berry.
Yeah.
1700 so puffs.
That's what I thought.
Sorry, bro. 1700 puffs.
That's potentially cost him. Look where the kick's going to be. It could cost him 10 metres.
It will. You're only going to make it the 10 metre line.
You're
not
going to
kick it fucking further than that. Oh, KP off the left foot? Is he right foot or left foot, KP?
No. Well, he's better off right, left foot kicker.
Yeah, disrespect's real tonight, huh?
Oh, Greeny's just nice to touch. That's not too bad at the 15 compared to where.
No, they were on the 20. They were on 20-25. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were.
Can you take that penalty back, sir? We'll play the ball.
There you go. Now they're in the same position. One first tackle. There you go.
Crichton for State of Origin, question?
Yeah, I had Crichton as my winger before Turbo come back. And after seeing Turbo for 1 week, there's no...
Would you be picking... You'd be picking Zachy Lomax over Crichton?
Yeah. Because you have to take
it. It's just my opinion. You can't go wrong, though. Jesus, if they pick Crichton, it's like the halves.
Frank
Grimes. I picked Whiten at 5'8", but if they pick Cody Walker or Drome, I'll go, whatever.
There's another bolter who's playing really well back to his form when he was last in Origin. It's Jack Bird.
Yeah, but hey, I was just about to say this.
Jack Bird's been awesome, mate.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
He's my spanner in the works for it.
He's back to that form at Cronulla when he played Origin, mate. And he's got swagger, but mate, he doesn't give a fuck about egos. He reminds me of a young Will Chambers.
He was just in here the other week.
He'd be sledging like he goes after.
We've seen him at Brecky before.
Rumble. He's back. He's fit. Obviously, he had a torrid time in Brisbane with his injuries. But he looks fit, he looks confident, and he's brought a whole confidence to that team.
He can play all over the field. And mate, he's brought confidence back to Normie. I've said to Normie before. Normie jokes around about it because Birdie makes all his tackles, he reckons. He comes in, he's aggressive, he's got a bit of cunning. The way he went at in the Manly game and he went against the centre, I'm having a blank on his name right now.
Brad Parker.
No, the Islander boy.
Moses Sully.
Moses Sully. Went at Moses Sully.
Handful.
Hey. You're going to Moses Sully, and Moses Sully's coming back at him too. Yeah, so that was great. I love that exchange.
Of even last week, like I know he got beat on Rogers' try, but every time Rogers coming out the back of shape, Birdie was in his fucking face.
Yeah, but Jack's a boy. He reminds me of a young Will Chambers. That's great skill.
Caught and
Park kicked it. Because a lot of centers, if the game's not going their way with the footy or long shifts, they tend to just stay out of it. Like Chambers did when he was in his form, which what Jack Bird does, he goes to the game.
Yeah.
So he'll go and get, he'll go in and look for work. Or if he can't get the work, he'll start he'll get in there physically and dot like with his defence.
If anything happens,
he's getting him. He takes himself to the game.
And if a fucking back row or middle goes down, you can chuck Birdie and play a fucking lock and back row, and he'll fucking do a really good. He won't just fill in.
Well, he played New South Wales a few years back. I think he could do a great job.
If Pappy wasn't in the form he is, he'd be a great 14. He'd be a great
no, but I reckon you could have Pappy, and if you've got Jakey Trbojevic and Payne Haas coming off the bench in my team, Regan Campbell-Gillard's the guy that, me, would miss out. But I thought about putting Birdie in it, but it was like too much of a shock factor. But and I don't think they'll go that way, but I reckon he'll be 18 or 19 for sure.
But again, it's a long... Well, how long to his first Origin pick?
It's still about 4 or 5 weeks. It's a long series,
so you never know. He was just like, it's typical Queensland, sitting back there just... There you go. We've got no one to pick from, you know.
We'll be all right.
You blokes can pick three good teams to play us.
We'll play Capewell at centre. Yeah. Still be
Capewell's going to play centre. He's coming off the bench for Penrith.
Hey, Finchie, we spoke about it, but I didn't actually get your take on it. The ARL coming out after Tom Malolo said he wants to play Origin again. The ARL coming out and saying they wouldn't allow that. What were your thoughts on that?
You're a Queenslander and you say you're not. You can't pick and choose, you know.
Do you like the, like, so someone like Daniel Turbo, for example, who's only played for Tonga, he's played for a tier two, should he be allowed to play Origin?
If that was because he wasn't eligible, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a, like, Tom Malolo, he's played for Tonga. He didn't want to play for New Zealand.
But he's already played for the Kiwis, so that's what disqualifies Tom Malolo.
Yeah. I don't think he can.
Me and Isaac said it, and we didn't really know why.
You just got to make your pick choice.
It feels weird, doesn't it?
I don't understand. And you know what? And this isn't... And I play with a lot of Polynesian boys. I don't understand. I couldn't imagine playing for anyone else. I understand when it was with the Polynesian boys.
If you played
boys,
for the Warriors for 3 years and said, I want to play for the Kiwis, it'd feel weird.
But I could have, or go to England.
Yeah.
You know, if I played in England for 3 years, I just wouldn't want to do it. Mm. I understand if you're Kiwi, you might have Samoan in you or Tongan in you that you have that background. But I think for me, especially when it's deciding between... sort of countries as
I
well.
I think the thing that murks it up is the tier one and tier two rubbish.
Yeah. Well, that's
just get rid of it. Well, for someone like Jerome Luai, is as Western Sydney as Western Sydney. Yeah. He's a New South Wales man through and through, but he plays for Samoa, and I don't have a problem with that.
And it's because the World Cup trying to generate the best players there. And we've seen what it did for Tonga when for food, and it was amazing, you know. Mm.
What about you, Sim?
Wait, one thing, just quickly, I'll get to you after this. Someone just asked me the question, what's the score chat? If you're watching this, and you, what you do is you turn the TV in like we are, and if you want to have us have the commentary, then you can see the score and watch the game like we're watching it.
Mute the telly,
That's how people do it, so just a little heads up on that one.
You know what I actually did, which was quite cool?
So like people just watch it without even looking at the game.
Yeah, so they have the game playing.
So that's what someone's obviously...
Yeah, so he's just watching this now and then wanted to... Which is great. I appreciate them. The score's 10-6, by the way. They asked for it. My unders is looking good.
The stars look good. Up half an hour ago.
But the first 8 minutes was... Yeah, obviously, fucking...
Would you rather Sonny Bill or James Tomalolo?
When they're both in their peak? Or now?
Yeah, peak.
Wow. I take Sonny Bill
one,
as well.
It was like you were about to say Sonny easy and then you went thought about it.
Yeah, nah,
you thought about Tomalolo when he took him to the fucking grand final against Melbourne.
No, but you've got to think of all aspects of the game.
Screaming. Yeah,
I'd take Sonny Bill.
I'd go Tomalolo.
You got to think about the income. Sonny Bill would bring more fans to the game.
No, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking about purely for football. I'm thinking about.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, but it is a good. Like, if you take that into consideration,
fan base.
If you're a club,
I'm a market.
Then that comes into it. If you're talking about everything that's involved, Sonny Bill. If I'm talking about purely football, then I'll take Jace.
So you're in the car gang. You talk to someone like Aaron Smith. So Aaron talks about Sonny Bill coming to the All Blacks, and this is the All Blacks, right? This is. The greatest halfback the All Blacks have ever had. No one has more prestige in the game than Aaron Smith. And Aaron goes, when Sonny came into camp, and this is when Sonny was probably not past it as a player, but he wasn't Sonny Bill. And he goes, what he brought in the way of professionalism, what he brought off the field, he said, has changed the All Blacks forever.
Of course, he did that at the Roosters.
But that's Sonny coming in.
If Sonny Bill's at the club for like what? Next two, 3 years, the other players are going to want to come and play for them as well. So it's not just ticket sales too.
He's probably got a bit more skill too since Sonny Bill.
The
first year I played when he was comes through against him when he comes through and he
you could play him a few different positions.
You could put him in the centres and you know what, because Canterbury had that big pack then, so they struggled to get him in.
So they needed to give him time
because the kid's good enough, we can't keep him in reserve grade. So he played a bit of centre. I think he debuted in the centre.
He did, against Para.
He had that ability, and he's got a bit more ball playing. You see in...
2003?
2003.
Is he older than you?
2004, first game.
Is he older than you, Scott?
36. Sonny's a year older, yeah.
35,
36. So you look at...
thanks, bro.
That's not a penalty.
Sorry, I'm re-asked.
You look at... Tom Lowe is more just...
Yeah.
...ripping into him, but Sonny's probably got a bit more for finesse, but they're both...
You can't go wrong.
I don't want to tackle either of them. That's all I do.
Yeah, you go... All-rounder, you'd go Sonny, though, yeah?
I think I'd
go Jace.
Yeah.
I'd go Jace, me, but... It's one of those things, there's no wrong answer.
20 minutes in the second half, the Knights have done all right. They haven't scored a try, but they haven't let one in.
I mean, they're playing well.
The interchange game's been really good as well.
Mate, the plus 17 and a half start was fucking good.
Jam.
That was
jam.
Easy Absolute money,
bro. Fuck that shit, I'm going to get the jam.
Get the jam out, baby.
What is your favourite jam?
Questions.
Where is it? Here it is. That was the first 8 minutes. Fucking noodles. But the jam was the start of what they're going to get played out now.
Well, If KP scores, I'll be interested to see how your tries
go. Oh, that's Finch like that kick off the side of the knock on. Oh, Jesus.
The Harris DeVita chip and chase.
You know, he gets that hair bouncing like when he runs a bit, doesn't he?
Makes the contact look a bit better. The fooey fooey moment.
Hang on, 1-on-1, Rake. Here we go. Come on. Our man Kurt Mann again. I'll tell you,
how did he get there? Was that 1-on-1?
Yeah. Where's the fucking. No, there we are. There he is. Jonesy's out there.
Let's get it. That's
the match winner for fucking last, go on, last week.
Let's go, Newey.
Did you mention Tyson Frizzell in your team?
No, he didn't have Frizzell.
No, I didn't have Frizzell in the team, no.
Fuck, he's a good player for Frizzell too.
Yeah, he's so
he was very close, but I didn't have him in the team. So for that 17 spot, I've got Regan Campbell, Gillard, but I could easily have Frizz, Jack Bird. Fuck, you could go through a number of names. There's so much depth.
It's not on there.
Yeah, I'd probably have – those will probably be the two, so – Finchie's almost even talked me into Birdie. Like, I want to have him in the team now because I was feeling it as well. Mungle, I'm like, man. Oh, fuck, it's too early.
How dare you do the Dragons pod and not put him in, man?
And then I'd have, you know, how many pods do I do, Jacko? I'm fucking doing all this.
I can't put
Adam Fanua Blake on the fucking team if I could. I can't put all my mates in. Here's a question.
Goat Kiwi player. Stacey Jones, Sonny Bill, Mark Graham, Sean Johnson, Benji, Wiki, Matthew Ridge.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Apparently, Mark Graham was
Stacey
the grouse.
Stacey Jones was. Mate, don't even put Sean Johnson in Stacey Jones' class.
No,
disrespect with Stacey.
Yeah, Shawnee. And Shawnee be sweet with that, too.
I didn't mean that to come across like.
No, Sean
Johnson's a hell of a player, don't you, mate?
Yeah.
Mate, Stacey Jones, for 10, 15 years, he was second to Andrew Johns.
You know what?
If Andrew Johns wasn't around, he would.
Tui Vasacek.
Nah, Jacko, nah.
I don't care. That's a small window, man.
Yeah, no.
I've seen enough.
No.
Roger. He gets noise on fire Roger. Again.
Oh, Matty.
Kurt Mann again. He's just a competitor.
Had a good party with him down in Melbourne, actually.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah, good on him.
Does it go all right?
With mate, the Goat's retirement party. Got a random invite to it, eh?
Random invite, did you just say? I'm just turning up.
Nah, Jeremy messaged me. Random invite, I'm just turning up.
Hey, I'm with Waikato.
I know, I've had plenty of random invites. Yeah.
Latsy just messaged me. He goes, we're all coming to Melbourne. Let's come party with us.
I got a random invite here tonight. I just turned up.
Yeah. It's funny, you go through Bondi and Double Bay, Vinci, and then you hang out with Simi, and you're like, these the most fucking random people would come up to him. And I go, how do you know those people? And he's like, I was just on a bender with him.
Bro, the worst thing was that you were at your SPC, yeah. So Simi carries on a bit, right? And he's going, bro, if you need anything in this area, just let me know, right? I run this shit. Like, yeah, right. And he goes, you know Mateo across the road? Like, yeah. And he goes, that's my place. And I was like, shut the fuck up, man. He goes, you got 5 minutes? I'll show you. He walks me across there. You would have thought the fucking Queen of England was walking in the cunt. He had girls getting up from tables. He had the waiters rushing him through. The owner came down from upstairs.
Yeah.
Fucking did my head in, man.
I kept looking at him going, I try to tell you, went in the bathroom, washed our hands up. Let's go back, bro.
Yeah.
And it got to your head real quick too, mister.
I think we washed our hands twice.
The holy water.
Yeah, it's nice there at Mateo.
You're baptised. You're taking him in and getting baptised.
Yeah, had a fucking bit of duck ragout as well while we were in there. And
oh, nice.
Fucking real nice.
I don't trust you, bro.
I don't trust you, man. We went into the fucking, we went into Bedwin and I just turn around and this cunt's fucking in someone. Oh, penalty.
He's offside.
Oh, no.
What's Kalen doing here? Should have caught it.
I don't know what he's doing positionally full stop here.
What is it? Just jumps up next to it.
Fuck, who's that Simpson character?
someone said Frank Burns or some shit.
Oh, that's it? Is that for the Simpsons character?
Yeah,
he does too.
Great work, Simi. How long ago was that sentence?
Yeah. Send me
oh, yeah, someone said that. Fuck it.
Oh, I tried to fucking...
The Simpsons character. Yeah, someone said Frank's
film. I couldn't get a word in. Talking about the jam.
Frank Burns. Give us a look at Frank Burns.
Is that his name? Yeah.
Give us a look at Charlie Staines.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, is he the one who loses his shit? Loses
yes,
his mind?
Yes, yes, yes. Because fucking Homer's so rat. Yeah. And he does everything by the book. Yeah, that's who he looks like.
Oh, he's got the tee out. So you go by a converted try?
So yeah.
Frank Grimes. Frank Grimes. Yeah.
Frank Grimes. Hey, you know what? Did you say Frank Burns?
Shit.
Frank Burns.
So it must be a fucking weed pit. It's got me coughing up a fucking tree.
I think Lukey's got us all COVID.
Where's Lukey going?
Yeah, he's a bit sick tonight, so he went home.
It's just a lack of sleep and nutrition just from the amount of work he's
doing. Yeah, he's been fucking putting in the hours, Lukey.
On top of all the work he does, he has to train me as well. So yeah. Good.
Yeah, shout out to the little critter.
He gets Simi messaging him 17 times a day about the filter that he put on in a picture or a fucking...
Fuck.
Nah, but
you've given me the bung eye.
All right, you know what,
bro, that's your face, man. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, but when I say don't post these photos, and you go, nah, bro, it's a vibe, and I go, don't do it, man, and you do it. That's what breaks my trust, man.
I don't trust you.
Fucking trust you, man. No phones, man. No phones. Do you want me to show you the filter of doom that fucking Lukey hooked me up with?
He calls it the Brett Finch, actually.
Nah, bro, this is the Edward Cullen. And I didn't know him that then back then, you know, so I had to pretend it was a joke. Oh, man, this is fucking...
Oh, the unders and start was jam.
12-6 with 16 to go. Predictions here, Finchie?
Well, I'm still going to go for my...
Hey, bro.
What did I say? 20-16, so I've got to stick with it.
Newcastle?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen, but...
You're going to see that's what points. I call.
It would have been nice to score a try early in the second half. But they're still hanging in there, Newcastle. I thought they've shown plenty of character.
Yeah, they've been good.
Again, there's been a couple of opportunities down the left-hand side they could have scored. Prentice, Luai and Burton have been so dangerous. I thought he's been the best on the field, Luai.
For the sake of a bit of entertainment, I'll go 14-12 to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Maybe a little two-pointer or a penalty goal to kick it out. They're having a red-hot crack, the Panthers, the Knights.
Finchie, you like, love or hate the two-point field goal, mate? Because you could hit them all right back in your day. You would have had a few more career points with the two-pointer.
Mate, I think...
Cause
Origin Folklore would have been three or 4 metres short of the best, yeah?
Exactly.
I thought it was a bit of a gimmick when it first came in, but it seems to be...
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
It's a big kick.
Well, mate, you need that's where the seven-tacker rule saves it so it doesn't get like Union, just popping field goals.
Yeah.
You know? It's really... Mate, it's a hard kick to... Yeah. Execute 40 when you kick a 40-metre field goal, it looks like and feels like it's 60. You know, like on TV, it might not look that far, but to execute it and nail it,
it's hard enough to do it training.
No, I think. He's fucking.
That's a knock on. He's knocked it on. They've knocked it on.
Yeah, he's quarterback.
Jesus. So, mate, I've seen like Reynolds and
Cleary,
they're two of the best, and they've. To execute that, especially Cleary last week, was superb. And Reynolds did it. Reynolds was about 10 in from the sideline.
I think there's only a handful of guys that can hit it. And I reckon Souths have probably got three of them, and Latrell, Reynolds, and Benji. Mudders can hit him all right.
Yep. Yeah, but it's not only just, but it's set tactically.
And no one went to the right position for it.
Because if you miss, it's a seven tackle. You know, it depends right. what time you do it. And I think that's when the seven tackle set should be used. Like if you put a grubber in attacking their line. You're not deliberately trying to kick it dead. I think that should still be six tackles. Where
Nathan Fein wouldn't have had a career, mate. Pump it into the fourth row.
Yeah, me neither.
you know what? And this is what Finchie's talking about tactically and what I'm talking about as well. Sometimes it needs to be smarts from everyone around there too. Sometimes you get a dumb cunt that's in your team. He'll go to take a carry, and instead of getting to the right spot, he'll shift out a little bit, or he'll fucking throw an offload just so someone get loose.
Yeah.
When you just... get to that fucking spot so we can get our hearts in the position to put the right kick in.
And especially from that far out, obviously you need a quick play the ball, but you've got to give it more of a whack for obviously further out. You need more time. So putting that play first to get you.
Yeah.
So you're not rushing the kick.
I thought that, eh? Bang. KP. They're trying to get this
He's
early.
He's done really good, Staines.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're trying to get early ball to Bradman Best, but Staines is reading it every time.
Hands will do.
He's not but
I think it was. Did Bradman Best have a good a day out against the Warriors? Penrith last year.
Oh, I don't recall, man. A couple of rounds ago, he played really
at the
well
start of the
against
year?
The Warriors.
Warriors, he did, yeah.
It was Warriors,
yeah,
was it?
He
No, I'm talking about last year.
Oh, I don't recall, man.
Did he debut? I know he debuted last year.
Yeah, he would have debuted early on, I think, and I think he had a nice game against the Panthers. It could be
wrong. Meters.
Toto, this is his sixth straight game with over 200 meters. Toto, he had 150 and a half.
He's knocking on the door.
Yeah, so he's another guy, but I wouldn't be. So if you because you just want to put obviously Turbo in the centres, and then you put Steve.
I mean, Turbo could play anywhere. You just got to fucking have him on the field, man.
My inspiration.
Is Kikau's not a chance?
He's got to be, doesn't he?
Oh, fuck, I left Kikau out.
That's the thing, man. Like, he's only played...
Well, that's what I'm saying. That,
he's only
that,
played
that,
Fiji, so that's
apologies, too. Apologies for the team. Oh. I've got to get Kikau in there.
On that left edge, you got Luai.
If you pick Luai, you've got to do him.
Crichton or Burton.
Yeah, fuck, I've got to get Kikau in there. How do I forget
So if you go Luai, then you've got to get Kikau. If you go Kikau, do you get Toto as well?
That's what I'm
saying. No. I'm not
I thought this was knocked back here. And they ruled Knights knock on, but he's captain challenge. I thought he didn't originally knock it back, but
the Knights have challenged.
They've challenged it. They said it's a knock back.
Do you agree with Latrell? Latrell's got to be in the team, and he's got to be in the centres.
I think if he's changed his mentality, what it
fucking oath. He has to be in the centres.
He's leading the Dally M's right now.
What's this one here? Do you reckon this is that angle's not going to show it? What's this one to you?
What a take! That's knock back.
We're going back to the Cody Ramsey of fucking last week.
Fuck, I mean, the second time of the knock on
Ramsey.
That one was a little bit more 50-50. I reckon this one's look, straightforward.
That's back.
Bang, that's it? Back.
What's that?
Well, depends if
that's
it's
ugly. That's ugly. Well,
that angle's not going to shot. The Kemperman's having a shot.
If his back's towards the trial line that he's going towards, surely it'd be a fucking knockback. Sick and tired.
Yeah, and they've won the challenge. Unsuccessful. What about that head?
Yeah. The mullets are in. The Moulets so
The Prez is keeping the Mo alive, isn't he?
Yeah, big time. And KP's rocking it now too. Connor's rocking it.
Well, see, is it too late for those guys to bring it out?
No, they've got a bet going on. The 257 boys, they've got a bet. They're growing the
most. What's 257 after?
Alex
257, that's the number of the street number.
Oh, they're in.
257 collective.
There goes my prediction.
We're all going with that. Simi didn't say anything, so he's sweet.
Who did you say, Edwards?
Yeah.
I thought you said Edwards.
I'm trying to give you guys jam here, and you're giving me peanut butter, man.
He goes real quietly, Dylan Edwards try.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Sorry, bro. I keep receipts.
No, the try was nice.
Yeah.
Do they hold them? See them push through them.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
That's the old Ben Barber.
Very good tactics. So everyone watching at home now for that try to just got scored. Watch the right side of the ruck.
Push through forward, scrum. Knock them out the back.
Look, they push Safidi so hard.
Push him through.
He's the one that has to double D and make that play.
That's exactly the grand final, the Ben Barber try. That's exactly what Cronulla did.
Well, that one, they hold the front row in the scrum.
Straight turn it back in. And unless they give it the big sell, you're never going to... You're never going to pull that up.
Someone said,
if Kikau wasn't a prop there, he would have collapsed.
Someone said, I'll donate 1K to SPC if Simi shotguns a bevy. What's that?
Shotgun a bevy. 1K.
1K.
Don't break it for it, mate. No, it's not worth it, mate. Stay sober.
Hey, yeah. Simi, think about it. We need that money, baby.
No, we don't.
No.
Don't do it, bro. Stay strong.
Sober season.
Henare? Who? Brian Henare. Remember
Paul,
him?
Paul Henare?
Remember Brian Henare?
Mm.
Aaron Henare? Hernandez.
Hernandez.
Alcoholic only. How can we get confirmation? That's 1K. Well, what about donating 1K to Simi's charity if he shotguns?
Or how about you put 500 in first? How do you know you're going to do it?
I like that.
We'll buy 10 hoodies. Degenerate hoodies.
That's fucking hustle season. That's all right.
20 to 18, we're still alive.
Is that Connor Watson?
Yeah, 20 to 18, you'll take that.
So what was it, 16 and a half for the Knights, wasn't it?
Yeah.
17 and a half.
17 and a half, yeah. So we're still good here. Mm-hmm. We're still good here, and we can go a try with no conversion, yeah.
Thanks, Sammy.
Here goes KP, baby.
Unders is...
Look at this. Go the Mighty Knights! And in the touch. Oh, fuck!
That was nice from Ponga.
Cunt, just fucking...
Star Sanchez. He's just got to fucking step off the right foot here. Come back in.
Oh, it's from KP. Wax.
He's gross, bro.
Was he out there?
Just come in, Brad. Just come in, Brad.
Bro, he, that was on. He did all, he did everything right. He
should have just backed himself.
Nah, yeah. It was a 50-50 of that. Like, they're all screaming across. If he just comes in, digs his heels in, gets a quick play of the ball, and then they can go again after that.
He gave
that's fine. So, like I said.
They're chasing points. Just going for it. He gave it
10 minutes. Yeah, fair enough.
Gave you it take that Stevie into consideration. Maddie, Stevie Maddie flicked back in.
Nah, Skivvy finishes that every day.
Bro, someone posted his highlights on Facebook. Like,
that was me. On Instagram, I did. Yeah, Uncle Skiv.
Oh fuck!
Here's one thing.
People,
Stevie Maddie.
You all, everyone remembers his defense. Fuck me, that cunt could attack, man.
Keep going.
Like that keep left going. Foot of his. He was like one of those OG Kiwi centers with the big fucking grateful, left foot. Grateful. Man. Yeah. But everyone just remembers the jamming in and whacking.
Skivvy was such a good defender, and he used to whack people. And he fucking
silky
he,
on attack. Oh, right?
Yeah, he gets.
What about when he hit Gaz late in that test?
Right. Yeah. See, people remember that too. So he's a little bit grubby, which I loved as well when you play with him.
Not when you're on the other side. Who was the Bunnies Same player strong, that he bro. Absolutely fucking
Tyrrell tits.
Crucified Tyrrell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyrrell still hasn't fucking gotten up for that.
I haven't seen him.
No, actually, to be fair, Tyrrell got up, but Tyrrell used to get fucking laid out all the time.
that was his biggest shot
ever.
Mate, and you know, your man Tafua hit the press. Your
yeah,
two
yeah,
that
yeah.
was huge.
That was yeah, a couple highlights.
A couple more boys, yeah.
Fuck, that, man, was, that went global. That was like
that was before America, yeah, the Sports Center and that.
You had all the Americans commenting, "Why don't they wear pads?"
Yeah.
When Georgie's playing, you probably should wear pads. To be honest,
that was before I knew the Prez properly, and so I was stoked for him. But then I met the Prez, and now when I see that highlight, I feel bad.
Start tearing up. Basically.
Fucking Prez.
Did you see the Prez on, you would have seen that tradie underwear thing.
Yeah.
Did so the good. Smell to Welshie.
Yeah, it's gross.
And he goes, yeah, smells good. And he said, I fart.
He's going out here. There's still a chance, you boys. 8 minutes is a long time.
Mitchie Barnett's had a good start to the season too. Just haven't really spoke much about him in this game.
One of YKTR's favourites.
Yeah, isn't it? Obviously, you know, for the piercing a few of the boys out, you know, and Tex Hoy, some of those back rows haven't been getting many opportunities. Yeah,
Simi's faking a phone
call. They've done really well. Barnett is a good player, tough bastard.
Yeah. I love him. For the first 2 or 3 weeks, him and Frizz were looking like one of the better back row combinations in the league.
With Watson as well, I reckon they were the best back row, you know. Oh, he's lost that.
And Connell was coming off the bench. No, I was raked. No, oh, play on.
He's lost that.
But it's, if it's
got a bit of that in them, that's the
if it's not, isn't it held as well? Like, if it's either, shouldn't it be a scrum or a penalty? Anyway, I guess probably their last.
Is Grimesy Frank Grimes?
That's gonna stick as well.
That's a you know what? That's a good get hot.
Yeah, you know what?
That's as good as Mudders Marcella.
Yeah, so I caught fucking Benny Mudders Marcella. Got the mud guts of doom, fucking. We'll get that going. Yeah, but Grimes, I'm sure that's been around.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that one before. Is Frank
Barnett. Yeah, fucking hell, he's had his head taken off there.
Yeah.
It's a penalty. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Mate, he's the he's your start right here, boys. 16 and a half or 17 start.
Nah, they'll hold on. I reckon they'll get close and kick a penalty goal here.
Nah, they're going for the seat. The kill now. You'll find touch.
I reckon this has been a good enough contest for them. If they get close and they can get a penalty. Oh, look at that.
That's not that too bad. A penalty in it. Sufficient. Man, I reckon Lou White's got to score soon. He's threatened all night.
He'll kick for himself.
He's been superb, Lou White. I reckon he's been the best player on the field.
He left his run late against Brisbane last week, but he was that back 20, he was quality there as well.
I always think about these last kind of... Being a degenerate myself, the last like 6 to 5 minutes of a game too, when you got the start or you're on the start,
no, nightmare.
You're thinking this is, and the bookmakers very rarely get it wrong. Remember when I told you, Jacko, when I was like, fuck, 17 and a half is too much, Fitchy. Yeah. This is what I was saying in our podcast today. I was like, but the bookies always fucking get it right, mate. It's gonna be 18. It is gonna be 18 or 16. Yeah. That's what it's gonna be. They're gonna score a try and it's gonna come down to a kick.
It's Fisher Harris. Yeah. It's
good defense.
Fuck, that was good by KP, yeah.
Good work for Zill around the legs.
I thought that was easy there.
It's an analytics thing, man. It has to be. Because you can't, like, continuously get
How do you defend this bloke? Look at him go.
Yeah, he's fucking like he's dancing on hot coals, isn't he?
Janky, man.
But he's really good because he backs out of it as well, Loi. So it's hard to get contacts on him because he knows if he shuts down the threat, therefore he'll back out. And
he does this. He goes like this. He'll go to take off and go.
He steps back.
That's his go-to, man. Here you go. But then he...
Oh!
16!
Oh, 16!
Watch this. The bookies are never wrong, baby.
And look at them. You would have thought they won the grand final. Look at them go.
A lovely handsome kick out.
He's a gun, man. Drum's a gun. Hey, if he doesn't play this year, I love him for next year, but...
Mate, you better give the kid some fucking Dele M points this week. You got none. That's
What about the put down?
Looking like Tamina Pengai in there.
See, all these wingers keep doing this, and then did you see Xavier Coates in the first round when he did the fucking scorpion?
Oh, he broke his neck.
Yeah.
Dragons for the upset over Roosters.
Yeah, I've picked them.
Yeah, Jacko picked them.
I think the one is the Titans over South.
Yeah,
Tino's out. Otherwise, I'm with you.
I was
the same. The
Latrell's out.
And they got belted out last week, and Holbrook put them on notice.
It's up there as well. I like them this week. It was just the Tino thing, which... Scared me off,
Bunny. Tino's a fucking weapon.
He's a gun.
Snack as well.
Baby snack.
Snack pack.
Less snack.
Snack.
Throwing kick out at the back of shape like that.
Well, mate.
He's been there all night.
But that was the shape when he played short to Burton early on.
Yeah.
Played short and Burton early on, so then he takes Burton this time and he plays out the back and beats him 2-on-1. So.
Look at the athleticism from that fucker, man.
Come on, baby. Do you reckon they're having fun? I tell you what, the punters who took Panthers at the line aren't having fun as they wait for Nathan Cleary to line up to put them out by 18.
How are we going, boys? How are we going on this? I'm going to go for the sake of my bet.
He's
that it's going to go unders.
He's in.
So I'm going no good. Finchie's going in.
He's in, mate. He's nailed.
I'm going no good. I think he pushes it left.
He missed a bad one earlier.
I'm
going
to go left post.
Left post, Finchie's going left. I mean, Simmy's going left post.
He's going to hit the post.
Hitting the post.
This is on his good side. He's going to curl it round. It's going to be a black dot.
I'm going to go the double ding.
Just from his first kick?
Double doink.
Double doink. Caleb Parkey, Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Brett Favre's the thing.
Yeah. Double doink.
There he goes. He's pushing it too far left. Come on, baby.
As good as Cleary is.
We need this.
You can see the way.
He's got a miss in him.
He's already missed the first one tonight.
We got it. Too far.
Hopper. Look at this, baby!
Oh, the bookies are never wrong. 18. Oh, yeah. 18. They're 0.5 off.
$1.95.
Because we're fucking degenerates, Shaka. That's why. God. We'll fucking beat these cunts.
We keep chasing those fucking odds.
We're going to beat these cunts.
Mate, there's 3 minutes. Newcastle could do something. Short kickoff. 2-point field goal.
And, mate, just on Cleary. Like, it's 22-6.
As a Manly jersey, fucking clapping Panthers. That's a bit different.
Yeah.
she
might
be colourblind.
She might think Manly's playing.
It must be after that cheddar cheese.
mate, he still nails it. You know, the preparation he takes to every little
bit. What about the reverse? Look at where he's standing here.
That's weird. He wouldn't let him kick it. He wouldn't let him stand on the other. Do you see that?
Yeah. That's... Oh, well done, Liam Martin. Nah. I think that's sweet.
You know what? They've got no idea referees anyway. Nah.
He looks at his touch.
What about the St. George Parramatta game where they challenged it and the referee was wrong twice in it?
And they
won the successful, but they got a penalty against them. Nowadays they can award tries and it get taken off them.
Is that forward? That's
back, man.
And then he picks it up.
Nah, I think he said Crichton's knocked this on. Because he went like this. He was facing this way. We obviously can't hear everything because we don't have the thing.
It's all right. I'll commentate.
I don't know if the...
No, what we're saying is we can't...
Hey, I was going to say, do NRL players invest in like AFL jumping coaches or anything like that?
Yeah. They're down in Melbourne.
I reckon an AFL player would probably put his knee into the five's back.
Yeah, 100%.
Fossey Tua does a bit of training when the AFL boys go over to NZ as well.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's... And they talk about catching it at its highest point. Like all that sort of stuff.
He's going for the chest catch too. Yeah.
I think this is play on. And then
That's just an idea for the NRL teams if you guys are struggling.
He keeps this in, I think. Doesn't he?
Well, that angle's not going to show. Or is his foot? I think he does keep it in.
So do I.
That's still
up. He gets rid of this before the foot goes down.
Tiptoes are doomed.
That's play on.
He's kept that in. That's play on.
So the referee blew it up for no reason.
No reason. I thought that was playing on the whole time.
Jeez, they're good at rush, aren't they?
He's in great position there. middle of the field.
You know what? Last year, going.
Can I? Can, sorry.
There's no one got a better view that's than what I was touch judge. That's what I was like, saying. Why do we have them on
why
the field?
Why do we have them? To mate, hold look the him. Fucking flag up.
Mate, if
is that a poor man's Gavin Badger too on the sideline there?
That is, yeah. Don't disrespect the badge like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the badge is a fucking goat.
But, mate, what's he looking at? Like, that's he's got the best view. Just take his decision.
I genuinely don't know why you have them.
And you know what? When it's 3 minutes to go, just end the game.
Who gives a fuck?
It's a Thursday night.
Oh, the punters do actually. If you're on the night start, you want this.
What are they ruled there? Play, not ninth ball. No,
it'll just be turnover there because they stopped it. And when he could have run another 10 meters, he just took 10 meters off his meters gain for his. His
Knights set their line. Yeah,
like fuck.
That's a hell of a haircut though.
Is that Muzzy Musgrove? Oh. Is that his name? Muzzy Muzz
Muzzdog
Grovey.
There we go, baby. Undefeated season still alive, Finchie. I told you, man. Long way to go.
It certainly is.
Seven rounds down.
Yeah, 100%. But certainly is still alive. Raiders off 7 games undefeated.
Mate, third tackle, you go the chip and chase. I would have been filthy
because I don't want to do any more defending.
You'd be thinking about the night after.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna get touched because I'm gonna go out for a big weekend. How would you have gone after Thursday night win, Sim? Weekend off.
Yeah, Thursday night win.
You'd be fucked Monday, wouldn't you? Just be rattled. No,
I'd probably have a few beers with the boys and then save it for do recovery Friday morning.
Yes.
And then
what would your recovery be? Pool, beach?
I'd go down to the beach, little swim for about 5 minutes and then a bit of meditation. Maybe in a nice little shorty down next door from playing for Cronulla. And then take it for a little BLT sandwich.
Oh, there we go.
And then head into Double Bay at around 3 p.m.
Where are you at, the Oak? Or
the I go to the Oak for a little punt and tell everyone to meet me for dinner.
Is that
at
where
about
we
nine.
Went for our SPC?
Do my ass there.
Do your ass on the punt, get the boys to pay for your dinner.
Yeah.
That's too easy there. Oh, they're odds makers.
Get me an excited. It's Thursday too. It's a sign.
The odds makers get us again, man.
Yep.
18, I wouldn't mind going out this weekend. 18. I was saying to Hoz, I might go out on Saturday. Test the waters.
And for how good the Knights have been, Penrith still win comfortably, don't they?
What do you reckon's missing at the Knights?
Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah, Pearce will
but
make
But you know, I reckon there's still probably another outside back away, a big strong winger
They're waiting for Bradman Best to sort of take that. Look at Jerome Luai, man.
You got Nari Tuala there. You got
Tuala's got upside. Tuala's a
good
player.
You got Toto on the other side as well. Musgrove. They're nice players, but they're not game changers. If you can get one of them to turn into. Yeah.
What about that from Matt Burton, man? If you can go to your centre on the last like that and he puts up a fucking...
Go.
Chocolate dipper.
Yeah, look
like
at Penrith
that.
All across the park, man.
That's what I'm saying. So, when I say undefeated, it was a little hot take, but everyone goes, oh, mate, there's injuries, it's a long season. Injury in the halves, they got Matt Burton. Injury in the centres, they got Matt
Burton. Look at the defence.
At hooker, they got Kennett. Like,
but you know, it goes to show how hard it is to win a comp.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because they had this last year.
I'm just saying, it's that hard just to get there and win a comp. Mm. Look how dominant they were last year. But with basketball, baseball, best of seven, the best team's going to win.
Absolutely.
You know, Penrith only had one. They were off for half a game last year and it was the first half of grand final and they find themselves down 20-0, you know?
Yeah.
And they were the best team all year.
He's chipped and chased to Saifidi.
Poor old Greeny's had a tough old day at the office.
Yeah, he has, yeah. He was good in the first half. He's just...
It's not electric enough for the team he's got around him. Playing that slow ball. Nah.
Slowed those Warriors down a little bit.
True, though?
True.
18 points. They missed it by 0.5. Too good. 4, 3, 2, 1. Panthers win 20.